Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who, in the name of charity and goodwill, shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness. For he is truly his brother's keeper and finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee. Ladies and gentlemen, the Church of Laszlo has begun.
Yo!
Yo!
What's up?
Nothing. How are you?
Mr. McFunkelnuts, how are you?
McFunkelnuts?
No, that's what I call you. I was going to call you what I called you.
Downstairs?
Yeah, but I didn't want to make
snow cones.
Don't work so quick, yeah.
Yeah, I have to reach in there. Hey, look, it's snow cones. Something's different. Did you lose weight? Haircut.
Looks good.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Does look good. Where'd you go? The Tupac guy again?
Nope. Good old Great Clips down the street.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
Yep.
Oh, it looks good.
Thanks. You did a fine job.
Appreciate it.
Why do you seem unhappy about it?
Nothing. No, that's fine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I think you look good.
Thanks.
Well, is that one of the shirts I bought you?
Yeah.
They look good on you. You should wear them more often.
Appreciate it.
They look good on you.
Yeah,
you look
nice
good today.
Today.
Yeah.
You do look good. Well, that's what I wondered. Is it the shirt?
A little sun on those legs.
I know.
He's self-conscious about that.
Well, I mean, you just buy that. I'm going to bring in some self-tanning.
That's
put
what
it on
I
your
told
legs.
That's what he told me.
I told him the other day, and he's like, you're just making me more self-conscious.
Man, put some suntan on those legs.
It's too hot, man. I got to wear shorts.
I know, so put a little sun on those legs. That's it.
Yeah.
Honestly, like a whitefish
out
here.
I'll go over to Target and grab some for you. Just because I think the wipes would be good. You don't want to get it on your knees too much because then you can end up looking like the kid in high school.
Shorts are probably covered there. Just go right underneath your knees and put a little sun on there.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, how short are your shorts? Let me see. Do they come above your knees?
Yeah, a little bit.
Just a little bit. Yeah,
you don't have to do your knees.
Just do a little bit above your knees there and you'll be safe for when you sit down.
All right.
Yeah, it's not a big deal. Everybody's doing it.
Yeah, all the kids are doing
it. I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
Well, you seemed upset when I brought it up the other day.
No, I'm fine with putting them on.
I need to go get that full body tan, son. My tan's running off.
What about your friend? She still do that?
Oh, maybe.
I think she still does that.
Is she portable?
Does Dolphin Shorts do that?
She said she did. She said
some companies are portable. Like, they bring the stuff to you.
Man,
she went and bought like a tanning, like a whole thing.
She offered to do it. She's like, if you guys want to be tanned, swing by.
Yeah,
I didn't know if she still did that. I can, if you want portable, I can do it. I've got the spray.
I'm good.
I can spray it on you as long as you're okay with me seeing your butt and your back and all that stuff.
I don't get my butt tanned.
Oh, you don't?
I wear my underwear into the spray tan thing.
Okay, just everything except.
I just kind of pull it up a little bit and then.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with that.
It's like makeup for the body, man.
Absolutely. You look better.
You feel better about yourself. You'd be like, oh, look at that, a little sun.
Yeah, especially if you're, as a kid who grew up with bad skin, like nothing helped more than
a little sun. Spray tan.
A little sun. And in the winter, that's when you're really going to need it. Well, Sunko, you look good. Haircut, shoes, shirt, the whole deal.
Did you ever go through that bag of shoes I got you?
Yeah, I did.
And did you find any
a lot of good ones, yeah.
Good.
Like
was there a lot of bad ones in there, too, or no?
There were some that were just, like, single shoes. Like,
oh, sorry.
And there were some that were, like,
I probably have the other ones.
I could
see
that.
I put some seven and a halfs in there.
Yeah.
And some of them, like, some of those were Jordans.
Yeah.
And I thought, I don't know what size Bomb Pop is, but keep them. You can grow into them. Some of them are brand new.
That's for sure, yeah.
Yeah, he is, 5 foot tall already.
Yeah, like, in a couple years, he'll be like, Dan, can I have Jordans? You'd be like, yeah, here's a brand new pair.
Here's some vintage ones, yeah.
I feel like buying shoes for little kids would be one of the more annoying things if they want name, like, especially when they're that little. I remember my mom complained about it all the time because
they go through them pretty
it's like
quick.
A month. Well, you tear them up, and then also you just grow so fast that, you know, just constantly, constantly needing new stuff. I just remember my mom saying, you have to make your shoes last longer than a month. And I didn't really have a concept of what a month was, but I was like, I don't know. Is that bad? Is that good? And my mom was always really big on you couldn't buy cheap shoes.
Yeah, I hate cheap shoes.
My dad loved two things. I wasn't one of them. I'm just kidding. But he loved two things, cheap watches and cheap shoes.
Oh, yeah.
And my mom and him fought about it all the time. And every time he'd go to Walmart, he wanted to get, like, you know, some new shoe that they just put out there. I'm not talking like Velcro, but it was like a knockoff meant to look like something else. And she'd say,
my dad was like
plastic.
That. My dad would wear, like, real, when he worked, he would wear, like, really expensive dress shoes.
Okay.
And if I ever had to go anywhere and I took a pair, I'd be like, God damn it, those shoes, you know, at the time, are $200.
Yeah.
You know? But then on the weekend, I'd be like, what is that?
Yeah.
And he's like, I got them at Kmart for $6. I'm like, well, get the $100 dress shoes and just get some New Balances or something, bro.
Yeah, my dad
wouldn't
do it.
What are you doing?
He wouldn't do it. It was like...
Also, my dad retired at a young age. I'm going to work until I die, so...
Well, hey, my dad didn't retire,
but I do got a pair of Jordan 4, so whatever, I guess.
You know... You take the good with the bad.
Mm-hmm.
And plus, Lazlo's the one who has talked about this. Your dad is the one who said, it's your choice. When do you want to retire? I just was reading about retirees this morning. They were talking about, you know, whether or not their younger versions of themselves would be happy with how they're living their retirement. Almost all of them said no. It was like 75-80% were like, no. Younger me would not be happy with how I'm spending my retirement. But also, a lot of them said, I think it was the majority of them said, I regret working so hard when I was younger. Because they were basically making it sound like it hasn't really paid off all that much.
Right.
And some of them were saying exactly what you've talked about. I would have been able to enjoy my life more then when
I
was young.
Like, that's what my dad said. When I got out of the Navy, he's like, what are you going to do? I'm like, I'm going to bartend at the beach. I don't know. Hang out. And he's like, okay, just remember, you can retire from your 20s to 30s, or you can retire in your 60s, but you can't do both.
Yep.
So either, you know, get on it and start putting money away in your 401k or just, you know, whatever. Enjoy your life for about 10, 12 years, but then just know you're going to work till you drop.
That's it.
Okay, well, good. So I just have to remember those 20s fondly.
Of course.
You know what I mean? He didn't really say that. Like, well, when you get older, you're going to be like, damn.
No matter what.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. If you tell a 20-year-old me, which you did, well, here's your choice. My dad always said you can retire now. A 20-year-old... At least a lot of 20-year-olds, I know I was one of them, is going to say, oh, I'll retire now, every time.
Oh, yeah.
Like, oh, well, that sounds better then. You're telling me that I shouldn't be depressed about the fact that I'm not working my way up the corporate ladder fast enough or have enough technical training or whatever it is that I need to be successful in life? You say, no, just go smoke cigarettes and stay out.
Yeah,
you don't have
mind.
A lot of money. You say you won't have money to spend in your
20s. Oh, yeah, it'll be a different type
energy.
Of retirement. Yeah,
you'll be able to enjoy,
you'll come up with money. You'll be more, figure out a way to go get 12 beers.
Yes.
You'll figure it out.
Yeah.
You know?
You're just not going to be, buying any boats in your 20s. It's a different kind of
retirement. You'll figure out a way to get the lake.
Yes, exactly.
You know.
Somebody's already got one. Somebody's dad waited until he was 70 to retire. What a sucker.
The Church of Laszlo. On 98.9 The Rock.
Are you excited?
Football?
Well, there's football.
Man, I'm excited.
I
had a great weekend watching college football over the weekend. You know, that's just, they give you a little appetizer. Week zero.
It lets you know.
And
you
already had like a great upset. It was fun to watch.
Yeah, I shouldn't have said I was a fan.
Well, they still got a chance. It's a 12-team playoff now, baby.
Well, you got
one loss doesn't lose for you. What doesn't lose it for you?
You got me that podcast, so I'm
right,
just going to follow MU now. That's it.
There you go.
Just follow them.
They'll talk about it. You'll know everything about it. It'll be great.
But I figured you'd be excited because the Royals.
God damn, man.
I mean, you said it yesterday.
Unreal.
Your son, by the way, my buddy, I told him, I said, I don't know if you saw that the Royals won and they're tied for first. And he responded and said, well, I guess Leslie's kid knew what he was talking about.
Yeah.
Because I had told him months and months ago, I was like, I don't know, Leslie's son knows a lot about this. He says Royals are going to be good this year. This was before the season had started.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, I find that hard to believe. I was like, I'm telling you, he knows a lot about baseball. He's like an almanac. So that was his response to me. So I didn't even have to remind him.
Yep, there you go. He did call it.
Yeah, he did.
He said they'd be a playoff team.
That is exciting.
Yeah.
Look, I mean, the Chiefs being great, real exciting. It's of course. Been amazing.
Well, we could have two.
If we could have both,
yeah,
that would be nice. As if I'm complaining. There's nothing
the Royals
got
to do is move to Kansas.
That's right. Well, they could be close.
I'm hoping.
Could be close. I saw some story today about what now that they rejected it. I didn't read it, so I don't know.
The mayor, Q, said they were going to play in Kansas City. But, you know, who knows? I think that's all up
does
for
he
him.
Does he figure that out? Because it seems
I think
like
he's
the
part of it, but I think,
executor yeah. seems like he...
I think it's all in the negotiations now, but...
Yeah. Well... all of that's very exciting.
Mm-hmm.
I actually was asking if you were excited because it's... you know,
that's what they were talking about. By the way, our Twitch, if you want to watch twitch.tv/Church of Lazlo, Metal Guacamole says they should move to that site next to Union Station. That was, there was pictures rendered recently of a new stadium there. The only thing I have to say, and look, I am no way an authority and no way know what it takes to build these things and not. What I do know is that we tried to put a Buzz Under the Stars there in that exact area, and it wouldn't work because of structures that were already there, parking, like stuff that you were complaining about. Now, maybe the Royals come in and like, hey, we're going to knock down all this stuff, that right? So I don't want
to. I need to see your rendering because there's also train tracks right there.
There's
so.
A lot of things that happen in like.
The train's right.
Right,
there.
Like the train is there. So I haven't seen those pictures. I'd have to see that to see where they're talking
about.
But
there were a lot of problems. You were there with me, remember?
Yeah. And I know that downtown baseball, they've said, well, look, part of it is that, you know, you don't get all the parking that you get in suburban
baseball. I'm fine
with that. And if they
it was just one of the things about putting on a show for 20,000 people was really problematic there. Now, that doesn't mean that, look, I don't have the juice that the Royals do to fix all that.
Yeah, they can figure something out.
And the city wasn't like, well, we'll come and fix it for you so you can do Buzz Beach Ball here. They were just like, we'd love to do it.
Yeah.
Where would you put it? And then we went down there and we were like, okay, logistically doesn't work.
I'm guessing it would be like a little bit west. Someone will have to send me a picture of that. I'm curious. But no, Laszlo, I ask if you're excited because I've got a peony sniffing story for you.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, one of our favorites. It's been a while, hasn't it?
Man.
Peony sniffing and OnlyFans too. So
both in the same story?
Yeah, it's a twofer.
All right.
Yeah, they really get paid for this.
You believe this shit?
The Church of Laszlo.
Amen, brother.
98.9 The Rock.
So, here you go. A little story. Gather around the campfire here.
Mm-hmm.
A woman goes on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
She goes on vacation in Spain, okay? She's British, so, you know.
I think they vacation in Spain.
They vacation around Europe. It's a little easier for them. Takes a vacation in Spain. She books this hotel from one of these booking-type websites. Not booking.com, but, you know, a hotel booking website. And she gets over there, and as soon as she gets there, she notices that the guy working at this hotel is being a little too friendly with her. She thinks it's a little too much. Okay. And he even starts trying to kind of ask her out. And she's got her kid with her.
Mm-hmm.
And he even tries to ask her out.
She should be happy that someone asked her out.
Well, you know.
Got a kid.
And she says later she got a boyfriend, but he wasn't there. So, yeah, you know. I mean, not only does he ask her out, he says, like, your kid can come. He later says, oh, yeah, bring your kid. Which she thought was even weirder, but... You know, you're damned if you do, damned if you don't. So, because if he had now, she'd say, no one ever talks to me. You know, single mom, woe is me. Anyhow, this guy is, she thinks, hitting on her a little bit, being a little inappropriate. And she kind of tells him, like, okay, you know, I think maybe you need to back off just a little bit. You're making me uncomfortable, something along those lines. Then she sees that she's got a new subscriber to her OnlyFans.
Mm.
And she says, it doesn't click at first. But the person said, oh, hey, I'm so excited to see that you're in Spain. And she's not thinking about the hotel guy. She's just thinking, oh, so did you see me at the airport? You know, where are you?
Right.
And this guy responds and he says, no, I'm working at the hotel. I'm the, you know, basically the guy that you've been turning down.
One of these, please?
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you.
So now she feels like she's really uncomfortable. Now, look, I don't have an OnlyFans, but
is that green apple whiskey?
You got an OnlyFans. Yeah,
that's
this
gonna
one's
be something.
This one's apple. Mm. You got the OnlyFans. I mean, even weirder stuff than this, right? Than someone following you, paying, subscribing, and you happen to be staying at a hotel. I get it. It's not all that professional. But from the entire story,
my question is, how did he find it?
So, she thinks that when she booked the reservation originally, that he had her information. So, when he saw her and thought she was attractive, he had her information, looked her up, and says, okay, like, here's everything, you know, that I know about her from staying at this hotel, and then somehow finds out that she's got an OnlyFans.
Now, how did he find that out?
She probably advertised it on her social media or something like that. You know? I don't know. But somehow he found it. And that's just it. I mean, if she was advertising on social media that she's got an OnlyFans.
Mm, then, I don't know what's a big deal.
Right. Also, she doesn't complain to the hotel staff that I can see anywhere in the story. Not at least while any of this is happening. So he subscribes to her OnlyFans. Like I say, takes her a minute, but then she realizes that it's him. So she's actually posted a screenshot here of some of their correspondence once he subscribed. And he says, please don't say anything. Will not bother you. Just wanted to see you for a meeting, coffee, or something. Not more. Trust me.
Trust.
Trust. Always trust, trust. Me. She says, well, it's not professional at all. You should not do that with your hotel guests.
What are you talking about? You have an OnlyFans.
But she's a hotel guest? That's what I'm saying.
No, you still have an OnlyFans.
Well, he's asking her out.
Yeah. You're going to ask people out.
I feel like you can ask people out. Now, maybe you shouldn't ask people out if they're staying at your hotel. I don't know. I don't do guest services.
I took that job as a room service guy in high school. For that reason.
That's the whole reason you took
the job. I thought I was going to get lucky.
Right. That someone's going to answer the door
never
in
did.
A row.
Not once. And well, so, once somebody did answer the door in a row, it was a dude.
Right. That's how
that's the only time it ever happened. He's like, you want to come in and have this pizza with me? And I'm like, Jesus, man.
He invited you in?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right.
Well, you know,
I've been praying.
It's close. Maybe I wasn't clear with God.
Yeah. You're not an unattractive older man.
Right. So.
He's tan. And I just remember thinking, like, of course. It's only going to be dudes who ask me in here. There's never going to be, like, it's not in the movies where, like, a lady opens up the door and she's like, oh, would you like some of this pizza? Like, of course not. Only dudes do that.
Yep.
Only dudes do that. So I quit the job, like, 3 months later.
Yeah. I mean, there's only so much you can take. I remember we've asked people in the past, if you're a delivery person, have you ever experienced anything like this? And there's people who've done it for years, UPS drivers, pizza delivery, and there's so few stories out there of someone that said, like, an attractive person answered the door, and I didn't think, you know, now I see these people doing it, and they're, like, tricking you for TikTok. So if a girl does answer the door, and she's like, hey, you're worried that you're getting made fun of on TikTok now. You can't even trust it.
Now, bartender.
A little different story.
A
little different story.
You're, lonely, sad ladies come in there that are still attractive but divorced or whatever, and, you know, low self-esteem for whatever reason, and here I am.
They don't have to have low self-esteem.
Here I am.
That's why they're
If they're with me, they have low self-esteem.
That's what I'm saying. They don't have to.
To be with me, they might have, you know. You ain't starting
hard,
at the top.
Too hard on yourself.
You ain't starting at the top, but so, I will pour you, you know, that. I'm a heavy pour with that Chardonnay.
You better be.
Right? All right, Brenda? Hey, that guy who left you.
What an idiot.
I bet you regrets that decision now. And if he doesn't, I just let you know I would. Anyway, if you need anything, let me know.
I've said something like that before.
Of course.
Yeah. What an idiot. He has no idea what he's done, what he's missing out on. I can't believe it.
She sticks around
the movies.
You talk for a little bit, you know. You're at a restaurant bar, so it closes at 12, around 11:30. There's nobody in there, you know. Your bar manager is your buddy because you're the bartender, so you're like, hey, you mind if I have a glass with you?
Boom.
There you go.
That's really the whole reason to get into the service industry, too. I mean, there's other reasons.
Then you send all the pictures to her husband so he can use them in divorce court.
Well, that helps, too. There you go.
Make that money, son.
This woman is not happy that this guy's hitting on her, and she says, look, it's not professional at all. So he responds, because remember, she said, you should not be doing that in the hotel. And he says, I'm not doing. But you are really sexy. I did just that. My apologies.
You're really sexy.
I did just that. My apologies. And
Where is he from? Why is he talking like
well,
that?
Well, that's how he typed it. So maybe if they're in Spain. Is he Spanish? I don't know.
He could
know.
Just type like me.
Could be that he's just a fast typer, but
doesn't care.
You know, we could guess that he's Spanish since that's where she's at. He says, usually I'm not doing good, but could not resist to that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then he says, I am deciding person and not stalker. I think he meant to say a decent person.
Oh, there you go.
I am deciding person and not stalker. Just wanted to feel how is meeting with a star. And then he ends that with an emoji. It's not just a smiley face. It's the drooling, tongue out, you know, smiley face. Ah, meeting a star. Okay. So I guess she doesn't like that. She says, please just drop it. But he eventually brings something up to the room. She goes out, I guess her and her son are, you know, exploring the city, whatever they're doing. She comes back up to the room. He has left this bottle of wine and some sort of an apology note. Mm. It doesn't specify exactly what's in that note, but she thought that he was still trying to hit on her a little bit. And she thought, okay, this guy came in the room. Because obviously this note is from him. So now he's coming in the room. She felt uncomfortable. So she takes her son's iPad and she sets it up. to record, and she puts it just on a table, and it records straight down the hallway towards the front door of the hotel room. And it did not take long before, when she was going back and watching this video, before she saw that this guy came back into the room. He is now picking up her underwear.
Mm.
He is taking a G-string thong, sniffing it, and took one of them and stuffed it in his back pocket.
Yeah.
He sniffed them several times.
Mm-hmm.
He carries on snooping around. I don't know what he was looking for. Ma'am, he found it. He was looking for exactly, like, I don't know what he was looking for. He's putting underwear in his pocket.
Well, other That's stuff, you know, other for. Sexy stuff.
Sure, but I mean, we've got a basic idea of what he's in there looking for. He's not there necessarily to steal cash. As he leaves, he sniffs everything one more time, and then
just wanna make sure.
Puts them in his back pocket. Like, I better get another a sniff pair? Before I get back. Yeah, I guess he's grabbing more. I don't know if he's pulling the same pair back out. It sounds like he took more than one pair, though.
Mm.
She says, it was crazy. I wasn't expecting something like that. Mm. She said that the experience left her feeling horrible, really violated, and scared. So she's done with her stay. And she complains to the...
Ladies.
This is exactly why I opened this up for this.
Because you want to get me in trouble.
But have someone sniffing your underwear when you're not there and they took it with you.
How does that make you feel violated? Like, I understand somebody, but you're also, it's not like they broke into your house.
Well, that's, she says this, what if he had come in the room?
But he didn't.
Like, while she was there.
It was a hotel room.
Right, what if he came in the room while I was there?
Panties. Like, I get, it's not ideal.
Maybe he did come in the room while I was asleep.
They should comp your room and, you know,
that's the end of the story. They do not. They do not.
Give you free hotel rooms for a year or something.
Yes.
Like, you shouldn't be subject to that, but don't tell me you now got to go to therapy because somebody sniffed your panties when you weren't around. Like, if somebody just said, hey, we caught Snow Cone, and he was sniffing your old shorts in your office, we have him on camera, I wouldn't be like...
Right.
I can't.
But we're not women. It's different somehow.
When they're like, do you want to see it? I'm like, I don't think I can look. That's a violation of me. I'd like, come on. The dude just sniffed your panties.
If
whatever.
You're saying that you're worried that he did come in the room the night before while you were asleep and was sniffing you,
right,
okay,
that's
scary.
Something.
Yeah.
That's scary. That's
but
it.
The actual act of just sniffing your underwear and putting them in your back pocket, in his back pocket.
But also, you're staying there with your kid. Like, is he going to come back?
Look, I'm not saying all that stuff is bad.
Yeah.
And so, if you want to call the hotel, get them fired, be like, hey, you can't be going into people's rooms where they're not supposed to be there.
Of course.
But the idea that I now need I have trauma. Because someone I don't know sniffed my panties when I wasn't there is lunacy. It's lunacy. As Papalazzi would say, rub some dirt on it and walk it off. You're going to be okay, kid.
Well, apparently, so she complains as she's left. She's finished her stay. She complains to the hotel. The hotel fires this guy, but the hotel says two things. One, we didn't file a police report because you didn't say anything about it while you were here. You waited till you'd left. So then they say, two, we're not going to comp your room or give you free gift certificates or anything because you didn't complain until it was all over. It reminds me of the restaurant. You ate the whole thing.
Right, yeah.
And then you complained about the way that it tasted. I can't believe the hotel would say that when she's got video. No, that part's absurd. You've got video of your employee going in there sniffing
give
everyone
it
and,
is and give them give her comps for hotels,
then
whatever.
Pay her back whatever she spent on the hotel. And then comp her if she wants to come back in the future, which I doubt that she will. But what you don't need is word getting out that you're like, well, you didn't say anything.
Right.
You stayed the whole stay.
It's like, all right, fine.
No, I'd like to know that if I go to a hotel where employees get caught going into rooms, sniffing socks and underwear, and taking them with them.
Sniffing socks?
Yeah, well, you said something about Snow Cone. And when guys get caught sniffing dude stuff, it's always socks and...
Mm.
Yeah, there's been a few of those stories. Remember the guy that was going in?
I gave you that bag of shoes. You're just in your car?
Just huffing it.
off, smelling old Adidas's of mine.
More Church of Laszlo on the way.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
Yo.
We're getting ready to do the news, guys. Big news. Be scared. I told you to be scared the other day. Be even more scared today because things just got... a whole hell of a lot.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. What you and your family need to know to stay safe. You're going to want to listen to us doomscrolling. Also, this talk, I need you guys to explain to me more about this. I overheard you two talking about the equity stakes in football teams. And how it's like the NFL is like the last league to do this. Mm-hmm. I need you guys to explain it to me and how it works because I don't really understand. I know it's huge news and I feel like it's something that I should know. Also, man, Lazlo's never going to believe one of these stories that I have today. It's an actual news story. It's been printed in actual news outlets. This is a true thing that actually happened. And it's just crazy because it is, we have kind of a personal connection to a story just like this. Just like this. And I don't know if you guys saw it or not. I'll give you a clue. It involves someone peeing on someone. Anyone see this story? Any ideas what I'm talking about?
No.
Okay. Well, it's, trust me, it's a good one. It's a real good one. So we'll doom scroll. I'll tell you about the piss and all that other stuff coming up next.
Up next, speaking in tongues.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
Yo!
Yo!
Do it!
The news. Well, the FBI has released their, I guess, investigation, details of their investigation into that fella who shot at Trump. Well, he did shoot Trump, right? I mean, he hit him in the ear, so the guy who shot Trump, Trump shooter. Mm-hmm. And they've released some photos from the scene, and it turns out that looks like, I mean, they can't know this for certain, but it looks like maybe he was looking to shoot either Trump or Biden. You know, it was just opportunity.
The investigation into the failed assassination attempt reveals that the gunman searched for events that both former President Trump and current President Biden would attend. Remember, Biden was in the presidential race back then.
Oh,
the FBI right. says yeah. there were no co-conspirators in this attack. The agency also released new images of evidence from that day. It includes the suspect's firearm, his backpack, and an improvised explosive device that was found in the trunk of his car following the incident.
All right, so he acted alone, and he also had looked up events where Trump was going to be and Biden was going to be. So, I mean, well, I think we're supposed to assume that that means that he was looking to go after either one of
either
them.
Either or, doesn't matter.
Trump just happened to be the one that he had access to first. Do you guys believe it? What's a conspiracy theory there? No way?
I don't know. I have no idea.
The FBI releases this stuff to try and cover up
I felt like the whole thing felt stinky.
Well, it was a bizarre thing, but you know, I haven't seen an attempt in so long. In my really lifetime, I haven't seen that happen. So
somebody got on a school. They said like a cop went up there, saw a dude on a roof, and was like, not today, Satan, and went back down.
There's
like,
body cam footage of him going up there. He's like, whoa.
I can't believe that.
Yeah, he chased him up. Someone said, you know, they're pointing in the direction. He runs up there, right. And this guy's got a gun pointed at him.
That just seems like,
this
is your only job.
Right.
Like, you literally, like, protect the president. Like, get up there. But, so, and then the fact that, like, just think about this. And I'm not saying it's a left or right conspiracy or, you know, I don't know, a New World Order conspiracy. I'm not a big conspiracy theory guy. So, but I guess I always fall into, like, I don't know, but it feels weird. But maybe there's nothing weird about it at all. But we had a former president and someone running for president that looks like they might win get shot in the face. Literally took a bullet in the ear. And we talked about it for like 2 days.
It was,
and then we were like, oh.
Done.
Now what? It's like, what?
Trump's on a podcast. It's like it was over after that. Right.
Like, oh yeah, someone tried to kill him, whatever. Like, I just find that hard to believe. Like,
they talked about that shooter for a couple days. It was the lead story. I mean, I'm trying to
exaggerate. Says, not
it's
a big conspiracy
days.
Theory guy who doesn't believe in the moon landing.
Right.
I mean
everyone has some.
I don't mean big conspiracy theory guy. Like, I don't buy into all of them.
Right.
No, I got a couple.
Everyone's
Denver
got a couple.
Airport is curious to me. The moon landing and OJ. I got that. And this feels like it's in there somewhere. Like, what exactly happened?
It was weird.
What happened?
And it was weird that they talked about it for just a few days, and then they were done. But maybe they didn't have anything new to say. I don't know. I guess they did release that body cam footage from the police officer who ran up on the roof, and that was like maybe a week later. But yeah, it just felt like it was, obviously, it was a massive story the day it happened, as it should have been. And then the next day,
right.
And then it just felt like kind of went away. And now it's like, oh yeah, hey guys, remember when that guy shot Trump in the ear? And almost took his head off.
Yeah.
The FBI looked into it. Also, by the way,
I think he might have shot Biden too. Like, what?
Like, the FBI's already releasing this? That's the part that seems weird to me, that they're like, hey, here's our report. You already have this? You already looked into the shooter.
And I know I'm a college football fan, but it literally feels like, so maybe not other people, but it feels like the whole sign stealing thing at Michigan when they were going for the national championship was talked about more.
than a presidential candidate getting shot in the face.
Well, that might be because you're a Michigan fan.
But come on, possibly. How many days did you hear it?
But I will say they didn't talk about the Trump thing nearly as much as you would expect them to. Again, it's possible. Just maybe they didn't have a lot more to say because they didn't know a lot. I think of all of it now, the fact that the FBI is like, here's our stuff. That just seems fast. I don't know. How long has it been now? When did it happen, Snowcone? You're our political pundit. Has it been like a month, something like that? A month and a half? You think it's good 2 full months that it's been? Really? Okay. I didn't think it had been 2 full months. But you have AT&T, right, Lazo?
I do.
Does your phone work?
Right now it does.
Was it not working earlier? Were you getting the SOS logo when you tried to do stuff? They said people's phones stopped
working.
Millions
of AT&T customers, wireless customers, were affected by a software glitch yesterday. It caused a major phone outage, even impacted some 911 services. The company says it has now resolved that issue. Many of those affected say their phones were stuck in SOS mode, some for several hours.
Maybe that's what was wrong with your phone, Snowcone.
Man,
it wasn't
they're having
the year.
A rough year.
Yeah, well, they had the data breach thing,
yeah,
right?
AT&T's having a bad year.
And then wasn't there something about, like, was it just those two things, or was there another thing?
They had
like
that whole thing where the service didn't work for a
That's
week.
What I was thinking. Okay, that their internet, well, it was like their data wasn't
remember
working,
the people
right?
in the stores were freaking out and yelling at everyone?
Yeah,
and,
like, you could make calls, couldn't you?
It but was
you,
like, the phones just don't work.
But you couldn't get data on them or something?
I don't know. Yeah.
Okay, I was thinking that there was another thing. So there has been three things. Not a great year. But, you know, you were having issues with your phone the other day, so maybe that's what it was.
I was? Going,
I don't know. You said that you couldn't make calls on it. I know. But maybe it was all part of this big thing. Maybe the Russians hacked everybody.
Yeah.
You know? You never know.
Sure.
You never know. We're so quick to blame ourselves, guys like us, you know, and say, yeah, it's probably because I didn't pay my bill for 6 months.
Right.
But you don't know that. It could be because the...
No, I do know I haven't paid my bill in a while.
Could be because the Russians hacked it. Remember when I told you guys the other day that there was
that
a mosquito that bit an 80-some-year-old guy, and it gave him the triple E?
I remember. Don't you remember?
Equine encephalitis, Eastern equine encephalitis or something like that. 30% of people who get it will die. Most of the people who survive, totally
they'll
dead. And that's basically what they said. You can't say that, but that's basically what they
said. You can't
said.
Say it anymore?
No. People are starting to say it again.
I've told you.
It is making a comeback. I agree.
I told you.
I hear it from people.
Don't call it a comeback.
But
it never left.
Yeah. But, you know, maybe we just with everything else.
All right. Well, you know, believe it or not.
Whatever. Okay. It can cause... it causes neurological impairments.
Yeah.
So you can guess what that means. So that guy was like in his 80s, and everyone freaked out, and they said, we got to cancel football practice. The kids, they got to get them inside as soon as dusk hits, because that's when the mosquitoes are most active.
I'll tell you what, they wrote it off. I didn't write back. That's the
right.
thing. Mm-hmm. I just kept saying it.
Well, now, a 41-year-old, perfectly healthy 41-year-old.
Great. Is this
dead.
The new thing?
He's dead, Snowcone. He's dead. Yeah, that's it.
This morning, communities are on alert during peak mosquito season with new concerns that the insects may be carrying deadly diseases. This year, mosquitoes have been linked to two dangerous illnesses, West Nile virus and Eastern equine encephalitis, or triple E, a rare but very serious virus that can cause severe swelling of the brain. In New Hampshire, a man who was bitten by a mosquito later died of triple E, identified by his family as 41-year-old Stephen Perry. Cases have also popped up
Steve
in Wisconsin, Vermont, New Jersey,
goes your
and
hopes.
Massachusetts.
So goes your hopes and dreams of that reunion. He's dead. And he was only 41 years old.
I can't
old.
Believe you remember that Eastern equinitis. What I can't
I'm going to forget. Eastern equine encephalitis.
Ever.
Yeah, well, a heart don't forget something like this.
Mm-mm.
This is scary, scary stuff.
You stand on your white
Perry
t-shirt.
Died?
Yeah, no, he wasn't paying attention. He was on his phone.
Steve Perry died.
Yeah.
No, he didn't.
They just said it. They literally just said it.
Who?
Steve Perry.
The news just said it.
You guys, I was on my phone.
I know. But
someone's asking me about high school football sports.
He died from a...
Steve Perry died.
He died from a mosquito bite with Eastern...
It's not Steve Perry, though.
Eastern
it's not the
equine.
Steve Perry.
It's Stephen Perry.
Well, it's...
We don't know.
I'm sure to his loved ones, he was the...
It said he was 41.
Steve Perry,
oh,
so
Sherry.
Around the same age.
Oh, Sherry.
I think 41 sounds about right, doesn't
yeah.
it?
Faithfully.
Yeah, it has to be him. There can't be more than one.
Yeah.
Let's just be realistic here, guys.
Anytime you want it.
There can't be more than one Steve Perry.
Any way
that would
you
be
need
ridiculous.
It.
Something like that, yeah.
Any way you want it,
there's
that's
one
the
Steve
way you
Perry.
Need it.
And he's dead.
He's
no,
dead.
No, it's not. He's not dead, and I won't believe it. He'll never die.
He's dead. He died at 41 from the mosquito bite. He got the triple E. That Triple E. And it's heading this way. That's what they
Steve
do.
Steve Perry's from California. He's never been to the East Coast.
You don't know that?
He's a San Francisco guy.
You don't know that? Who knows where he's at now? I mean, who knows where he was?
When the lights go down.
In the city.
Yeah.
He was in Vermont or
in
something.
In my city.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know what?
Mosquito got him and the lights went down.
You know who I saw open for them when they were at the picture, like before the Escape album, like the big, like when they were still a rock band.
How many days in a row have we talked
Adam
about
Ant.
Adam Ant.
Opening for Journey?
Yep. Adam Ant and Journey.
Some festival loves Adam Ant.
Well, me too.
But that's weird. I would have never guessed.
Yeah.
What year?
88.
Okay.
89.
Huh. Interesting. Yeah, that doesn't seem like a pairing that
Adam
you would expect,
Ant.
But maybe he was in town. I don't know. We've talked about Journey now, I think. Someone on Twitch can tell us, I think it's been every day.
Well, why wouldn't we?
Well, it's just we went for a long time without ever talking about them. We haven't mentioned Supertramp once, so I just think it's a little odd.
That's fair.
You know, right?
Fair.
It's this the what do they call those things?
Super
scales.
Way better.
They need to be balanced.
When
a
I was
bit.
In the, I'll tell you one little quick Supertramp Lazo story.
Here we
just
go.
Quick. Good. I know we don't have much time, but I'll make it quick.
Supertramp has owed this.
All right. When I was in the Navy, there was a guy. He was one of those officers. I don't know exactly what they're called, but they start out enlisted, and then they work their way up, and then they become officers.
Okay.
They go to school while they're in the Navy. His name was, I don't know, Lieutenant.
Steve Perry?
His name was actually Lieutenant Fleck.
Okay.
So this lieutenant, me and him are talking. Nice guy. I get along with him. And I'm on watch, and I'm listening to a tape player, whatever, CD player, and Supertramp comes on. He's like, you got to turn that off. I hate Supertramp. I'm like, you seem like a guy with like Supertramp. Why would you? Who hates like?
Who
hates Supertramp?
Right.
Like maybe like I don't love Supertramp.
You don't buy the
records, but you
don't
hate Supertramp, right? You're like goodbye,
like,
Mary, goodbye, Jane,
on.
Right?
No,
like it's fine, right? He's like, I hate him. I'm like, why? He's like, they're the reason I joined the Navy.
What?
I said, what? Explain to me the story, please, sir. And then he tells me that he was, you know, he liked to do a lot of drugs and heroin and stuff, and he was out with his girlfriend, and they went to a Supertramp. Mm-hmm. Concert.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and
his girlfriend slept with someone in the band.
Actually, got on the tour bus with them and left. They were all doing drugs together.
It happens all the time with Supertramp.
She got on the bus with Supertramp and left and went to a different town. He took 3 days, cleaned up, and joined the Navy.
Wow.
And left.
He should have joined a band.
Wow.
That's what
yeah.
he should have done.
That's,
no,
so that's why he was. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get it. So there he is.
Good. Supertramp.
Yep. Anyway,
shout out.
You know.
He took the long way home.
Yes, he did.
Oh, man.
Not bad,
nice,
right?
Nice. Not bad.
Push the button.
More from the pulpit coming up. The Church of Laszlo.
Preach, brother.
On 98.9 The Rock.
It's time to doom scroll.
You don't know. Could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Groupies infected monkeys.
The only news that matters with the most trusted name in the business. This is Headlines with Slim Fast on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo. Yo. You ready to do this?
Yeah.
We're finishing up the news. Hey, I know you guys like movie and TV memorabilia.
Of course. Why wouldn't we?
Well, you guys have financial investors. I don't. And I know they've told you this is the smart investment. Forget
smart
about
investment
gold and
something that was on, yeah, on a sitcom in the 80s.
Sitcom.
Go ahead and buy a chair.
Yeah. Or how about buying a love seat from a sitcom that was on in the 90s? Because now we got something.
You can set up your own authentic Central Perk concert next month. Julian's Auctions and Warner Brothers teaming up to celebrate 30 years of Friends with an exclusive auction set
to
feature costumes and props and memorabilia from the show, including the studio-made reproduction of that iconic orange couch, the one expected to get about $3,000 in the auction.
Hold on. This place is going to sell a reproduction of the orange couch.
Well, $3,000
from Central
still,
Park.
A nice couch.
Oh, well, it's an ugly couch, but you're
well,
getting a
that's
fake
what you're paying
one
for it.
You're buying a fake. Why would they auction that?
Well, that I don't know.
I mean, you auction actual
like
memorabilia.
You could buy one.
Yeah, or someone could make one.
Hmm.
I mean,
well,
yeah,
it just sounds like they did.
Right, exactly. So now you're paying $35. What is that story when people come over to your house and you go, you like Friends? Wait till you see this.
I've got an auction.
They go, oh my God, was that in the show? And you go, no, they made it in 2024. I mean, why would anybody want that? It's bizarre. It totally defeats the whole purpose of having memorabilia, does it not?
No, you're right.
If you just recreate it, you can recreate stuff like when they brought out the old Star Wars toys, and you know we're selling them new, and people are like, well, these won't be worth money because they're not actually the old ones. That's
but
different,
how much
though.
Would
this
the,
is a this the is
difference
an auction.
Between three. How much would the real couch go for?
Exactly. A lot more than $3,000. Mm-hmm. A lot more. I'm just surprised that a fake one will go for anything. Like, oh, if only I could buy a fake couch from Central Perk. Or now, look, if they sell, apparently they're talking about the drum that, I don't watch this show. Phoebe, was she the one who had mental problems? The one who sang Smelly Cats or whatever?
That's Lisa Kudrow, right?
Yeah, Lisa Kudrow. She was playing the drums and they said, or a drum, and they said something about maybe that drum was going to be for sale. But look, I know Friends is a massive show, so I'm
I've
sure
never watched
would
a
be
full
interested
episode.
In it. I've seen episodes of it.
Like, I really don't think I've sat through a full episode. Not that I hate it or that it's bad. But
it's you know, there's it's got redeeming qualities. But my problem was the Ross guy. He just really bothered me.
Mm.
He was, you know, a lot of people probably feel the same way about me on this show. But
was
he
that,
just
was
really,
that what's his name? David Schwimmer?
Schwimmer, okay. Yeah. I don't know if it's him or if it was that character. He's just whiny all the time. And somehow Jennifer Aniston ends up with him. Spoiler alert. But come on. Yeah. I mean, of everybody that she ran into, that's the guy. Anyhow.
I mean, in proximity.
Laszlo.
What?
You will recall. What? You will recall.
What?
Even in your drunken state, you will recall.
I'm not drunk.
No, I'm not that? Drunk. You will recall.
Yeah.
A few years back. It's been quite a few years now. A certain artist came to town. He's a very big artist. He plays very big venues, and he played a very big venue, and he was here. He's done it again since then. And we worked with
Kenny
some people.
Chesney.
That's the one. And we worked with some people who
she
had a story.
On.
Yes, that's the one. She said, I got peed on over the weekend at a Kenny Chesney show.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember
how
we found this. You got excited. I remember.
When really this happens? I had no idea.
We
I
made,
would love to go to a Chesney show now.
We made quite a big deal out of it, right? And mm-hmm. you said, you know, you got that going for you. Not many people can say that they got peed on at a Kenny Chesney show. Actually, yeah. I said that. And Laszlo said, well, that's not necessarily true. I'll bet other people get peed on
I'm
at
sure
Kenny Chesney shows. And that was the whole conversation.
Well, I don't think it's the
I was
only
like,
thing
no.
you own.
I was like, Laszlo, she got peed on at the show. And Laszlo was like, I'm just saying, I bet it's other people pee.
Like 50,000
like,
people. You know, five nights a week, somebody else got peed on, I promise you.
And you said, I think, at the time that you're like, Jimmy Buffett shows, people probably get peed on at yeah. Jimmy Buffett shows. It's the same kind of thing.
A college football game, someone's
drinking,
got peed on before.
You're drinking all day. So then I see this story, and I'm shocked. This is in the actual news today. An off-duty Massachusetts police officer
was peed on?
Was at a Kenny Chesney show. And he did the peeing.
No.
Oh,
I don't think anyone should be peeing on anybody.
I think that's pretty wild. I've been to a lot of
well,
concerts.
Well, let's not say
that.
Anytime, anywhere.
Right, okay.
Excuse me.
Trying to
make a hard, fast rule.
Exactly. I don't think anybody should be peeing on you. What are you, the Pope? Like, come on. I think he just misspoke. He probably meant to say, shouldn't be peeing on people in public that didn't ask for it. That's what he meant to
fair
say.
Fair enough.
But
yeah.
Come on, be careful with your words.
I don't think
sir.
Anyone should be peeing on anybody.
I think that's pretty wild. I've been to a lot of concerts, and that I don't ever hear that.
I don't think
we've
that's representative
it.
Of what law enforcement in our state should be doing.
It sounds disgusting and horrifying. And just the fact it's an officer, you would think they're there to protect you from people like that.
I just want you guys to know that we
duty.
Already know this story. Right,
he's off duty.
They're yeah. there to protect you from yeah. peeing on you.
I don't think that should be.
He's off duty as well. Like, it's not, you know.
That person's like, I just don't think the cops should be doing that. Well, obviously.
Well, I don't think anybody
who's
should be doing
who's going to argue
that.
With
this
you about
that?
This
does not reflect our community.
Right. This does not reflect. It reflects Kenny Chesney shows, and I'm saying
right.
that now, knowing that if
this is the second time
Kenny
heard
Chesney
it.
Heard it. Right, I could get in trouble, but we've got two stories now. One was a personal anecdote from someone that we worked with, and now you've got this story that's
you
making
guys like
national news.
On? Anybody here like to get peed on?
Nah, I tried it once.
Yeah, no, not your thing?
I wasn't into it, you. Mm. I think we did it wrong. Yeah. I don't know. Huh?
How could you do it wrong?
There's other ways. Just stop.
What do
just
you
stop
mean?
This
no,
conversation.
Wait. What do you mean? Yeah, he's a good boy.
You can talk about it on Twitch.
There's only one way to pee.
Yeah.
Yes, but
you?
There are different places you could be.
Oh, like you want to do it in the bathtub
no,
or something?
No. Okay, guys. Enough.
It's got to be,
I mean,
you know, spontaneous.
One way it comes out,
hey, snow cone.
It's got to be.
Enough.
It's got to be spontaneous.
Enough. Well, you know I'm what? Now that you say that, I've actually it's been twice because once was spontaneous.
Well, spontaneous.
She didn't
good.
Mean to. She didn't mean to.
Oh, well, that's so. Perfect. Then.
Yeah.
Did you like that?
You know what? Actually, ruined my couch. I could have used that friend's couch back then because it ruined my couch.
How's it ruin it? Just clean it up. I'm sure dogs have peed on it before.
I didn't have any dogs at the time. It was a lot.
That's
of...
why you have quilts
okay,
on
you
your
know what?
Couch now.
You know what? enough, guys. I'm not saying that this is the news desk at CBS or anything, but we could try just a little harder. The very first arrest.
What about you, Snowcone? That's something you're into?
No.
Are you opposed to it?
I won't knock it before I try it, but probably not.
Well, I'll just tell you, even if you, even in the moment, if you think this sounds like fun, that doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to love it.
No, well, I think the after part of it, after it's done, and you're like, man, I got to clean this up.
I'm used to that.
That's horrible.
I'm fine with that.
But, you know, in the moment, I think I probably, I'm into it.
Yeah, you guys are, like, big into, you know, being tidy or whatever for the most part, or in and out. You, as always, as, like, a bank robber.
I'm just saying, like, I'm afterwards when you're trying to, like, take a nap.
Right.
You're like, well, this whole bed is filled with pee.
Right. Yeah. And I'm saying I understand what you're saying. I'm saying
it's not that big of a deal.
I'm just used to, just places. Snowcone, you cannot say that.
What?
I promise you cannot say that.
It feels like you could.
I mean, you can say, you cannot say
word
it.
I said wrong.
That's enough.
Okay.
It's enough, Superman. There's a new law that says you can't wear masks in public in New York, okay?
Mm-hmm.
In Nassau County. You're not supposed to wear masks in public. I don't like this. I don't like it one bit.
Is this because of, like, the smash and grab thing?
I'm a free speech absolute. I think it probably, well, all the debate about this started in 2020 when we had the protest. Remember all the Black Lives Matter protests and police protests, and people started smashing windows or whatever. Some of them had masks on. And there was this debate about whether or not you can wear a mask. And it was interesting because literally the government had been telling people, wear a mask when you're in public. And then suddenly they were saying, hey, maybe we shouldn't allow people to wear masks because we can't see them. And now,
like, full masks? Or
you can't cover your face, right? Because
so, like, your full face? Or
well, that's the other thing. How much of my face am I allowed to cover? So you could wear the PPEs. You could cover half your face. Mm. Can't cover, I guess, the top and bottom of your face. Can't wear, like, a balaclava out in public. Can't wear a Halloween mask, apparently, out in public, unless you're a kid and it's Halloween. And even then, I'm not so sure anymore. They use facial recognition now for all kinds of things.
A lot to unpack.
We have cameras that have facial recognition. You go to the airport now, it uses facial recognition. So I'm guessing this is part of it. They want to be able to use facial recognition, and so they don't want you wearing a mask. And the police were called in Nassau County, alerted about a suspect that was suspicious.
What about my Jason mask?
He was wearing dark clothing, wandering around at night. No, you would not be able to wear it. And so the cops came and got him, and they arrested him for wearing this mask.
Nassau County Police made its first arrest under the controversial ban on face masks. Police say 18-year-old Weslin Omar Ramirez Castillo was taken into custody Sunday, accused of wearing a mask to conceal his identity. Hmm. Officers had responded to reports of a suspicious man.
So what he was wearing
looked like
he was wearing
T-Drag on the Twitch, wants to know if they can tour there anymore.
Right. I don't know.
No.
I would be worried. Seriously,
like Kiss.
I would be worried about that
too.
Those
poo shiesty masks.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah. I'd be worried about it. I'd be worried. I mean, I could see them busting up a show and using that as an excuse. This kid looked like he had, like, a wave cap on his head, and then what were those things called that a lot of people wore? You know, they kept them around their neck and then they pulled them up. Gator. Thank you. Yes. Looked like he had kind of a gator on that was pulled up over his nose, and then maybe a wave cap on his head. And you could see his eyes like this, and they said,
"Nope,
poo
shiesty mask.
You can't do that. You can't do
too
it."
Too much.
Yeah, Lazo. What happened to Laszlo, the old Laszlo from 20 years ago? You can wear a mask in public. This is free speech.
I don't live in Nassau County.
You live in America.
I don't even really know where Nassau County
is. It's suburban New York. They live in America.
Like Bahamas. I'm not interested.
No. Not Nassau, Bahamas. Nassau County in suburban New York. You should be angry about this. What happened to that fire in your belly that you used to have?
I've been drinking.
Come on. Fire's been replaced by heartburn. You got, we're out of time already?
That's it. Take a quick break.
Plus, I'm not mad, and I want to go to the kitchen.
All right, fine.
Time for a smoke break.
Fire it up.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
Yo.
So what, exactly. So what? Just forget it.
Right.
That's how I feel. I don't want to do anything. I certainly don't want to do extra things that no one's told me how to do. Yeah, that's what I want to do. Eat turkey sandwiches, throw the garbage on the floor, and be left alone. Yeah, but if you have kids, they ask you to do extra stuff, parenting.
Oh,
and then as if the parenting part isn't tough enough, then they ask you to come to the school and set up goddamn pizza parties or something.
Yeah, I'll do that.
We had, when I was a kid, room mothers, but there wasn't like that many of them.
Was your mom a room mother?
Well, I'll answer that question and more coming up, but I want to talk to you about this lady that's got the internet divided, Laszlo, the Venmo mom. Have you heard about the Venmo mom? I got no problems with Venmo Mom.
Right,
well, I like Venmo Mom.
Hear about her.
Okay, coming up.
Do we get the religious tax break for this?
That's a great point.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
Tell me about Venmo Mom.
Yeah, Venmo Mom. What are you watching?
I said to Venmo your mom a minute ago.
I keep forgetting to ask you guys, can you watch porn in Kansas still, or what's going on? What's the update? Huh?
I have a VPN.
Well, you know, I wouldn't broadcast that to the world.
Why?
Get arrested. They'll come to your house.
Mm.
Arrest. I don't know what. I don't know. Are you allowed to use a VPN to look at porn? I don't know. But last time you guys were checking, it was like Pornhub said
they
no.
Still can't.
At first, it was just on AT&T phones.
And now it's everywhere.
It is everywhere?
Yeah, but don't you worry about it.
Well, I'm not worried about it. I don't live in Kansas. I'm worried about it happening in Missouri. That's what I'm worried about. I have a feeling when they legalize sports betting, when they figure out this bill, they'll somehow also wedge something in there about getting rid of porn. It just seems like it'll happen.
Yeah, everybody loves porn.
I know, and everyone's getting rid of it.
Right.
It's insanity. It's total insanity. And think about the unintended consequences.
Yeah.
Like with the prescription drug problem, people overdose. But what you don't take into account is people who got into car accidents and all those things they talked about in that documentary. Well, think about what's happening. You take porn away from people. Mm. Think about what happens to their tempers, their irritability, right? And just their overall behavior,
happiness in life,
ability to parent, ability to be a good brother, sister, mother.
How about
son?
The ability to earn a living wage.
That's it too, right? You got to have a way to unwind.
I've never heard of anybody complaining about the porn industry.
No, just never heard that growing up. I mean, of course, at church you're supposed to complain about porn at church. That's fine. Church says porn's bad. That's what they do. Church says everything's bad that the pastor's up there doing, right? Mm. He's like, don't do all these things. And you're like, oh, you're doing all these things.
They just don't want you to know what porn is.
For sure. And the true crime shows are always like, he was a minister at a church. I'm like, oh, of course he was. Of course he was. Well, listen.
Well, tell me about the Venmo mom, because I just Venmo'd your mom.
She's divided the internet. My mom doesn't have Venmo, so huh?
No. Yes, she does.
No, she doesn't, because I took control of her banking.
Well, then you just got 20 barrels.
Cash App kind of girl. Shut up, Snowcone. Shut up. Stay out of it. Venmo Mom is dividing the internet. Why? Because she's from Tennessee. Some people love Tennessee and some people... No. She's a Tennessee mom, and she says, look, every time they have one of these parent-teacher conferences or we have to go to school for something, they ask everyone for volunteers. We need people to do this. We need people to do this.
That's true.
And she says, I don't want to raise my hand. I don't want to do any of this crap.
Same with me.
And she says, so instead, I'll just send you money on Venmo. You guys are always talking about how broke you are. Let me just Venmo you some money. And so now the internet's come up with the term for it, Venmo Mom.
Well, that's me, Venmo Dad, because that's what I do.
I think you can be a Venmo Mom, since that's the term.
Well,
we have to be
I'm a dad,
specific.
Bro.
Yeah. Anyhow, you're a Venmo dad. And who do you Venmo?
Like a coach or the PTA or the boosters or whatever. It was like, hey, could you help us set up breakfast or whatever? And I'm just like...
Oh, so they have like QR codes set up for school events?
Yeah.
Ah, well then, then just send them money.
That's all I do.
Well, that's what this mom's doing. And some people seem to think that it's lazy or is being a bad parent. I don't
know about anyone else out there, but meet the teacher is super stressful. I do not want to be involved at all. I will make sure my kids do their homework, get to school on time. I don't want to be on PTO, PTA, room mom, team mom. I don't want to do any of that. And I start getting real stressed when they start asking for volunteers. I know they're judging me because I'm not raising my hand, but I don't want to come in. I don't want to set up. If the room mom needs money, fine. I'll Venmo money right over. But I successfully avoided all of that today. I even told one of the coaches that I am a Venmo mom.
There you go.
What's
you're
wrong
a Venmo
with that?
Mom.
Why are people upset about that?
I promise you right now, we never had moms like her volunteering at the school. Lazo talks about how he never had hot teachers. I don't remember any of the room mothers. Is that what you guys called it when you were in school?
I think so, yeah.
We called them room mothers. And you asked earlier if my mom ever signed up for that. I just thought it went without saying that I didn't want my mother to sign up for this. So going through school, when they talk about
she probably did
room mothers, I'm like, obviously, my mom's not going to do this because this would be traumatizing.
But then she would.
And then my best friend in second grade, Mitchell.
What up, Mitch?
What's up, Mitch? He disappeared off the face of the earth. I can't find him. Anyhow, Mitch.
Darked out.
No, he was cool.
No, I'm sure. Yeah. Mitchell's always cool. Whenever I think
he went by Mitch. He went by Mitch.
Mitchell.
Dude, he was like
my best friend, Mitchell. He was 6 foot in the second grade.
He was huge. No, he wasn't a dork. He was an athlete.
He was 6 foot in the second grade.
Yeah, he was like a football player. He was huge.
Okay, Mitchie.
Okay, I'm going to show you guys pictures of Mitchie. You're going to eat your own words. Yeah, you're going to eat your words. I used to carry one around in my wallet, Mitchell, but I don't anymore. I'll have to get the yearbook out tonight, but I'll show you pictures of him. Anyway, second grade comes along.
And hi, guys. I'm Mitchell.
I'm in the
second grade. I'm 6 foot
three. He's Mitch. His name's Mitch. He says, listen, our moms are going to be room mothers. And I said, no, they're not. What are you talking about? No, they're not going to be room mothers.
No, Mitch was like, no, please. I love my mom.
He said, my mom called your mom. They needed room mothers. Yeah. And so our moms are going to be doing the cake thing tomorrow. I was like, no, she's not. My mom didn't say anything about this. And I don't want my mom coming here. And she knows that. I don't want her at my soccer games. And she knows that. Right? She doesn't come to my stuff. I don't want her walking into this classroom. That is a huge, like, breach, right? A violation of this safe space where my parents aren't.
Yeah.
I don't want you here. I'm a different person here. I got to be on it.
I got to be me.
I got to be Reed. And if you guys come here, suddenly I have to be Reed the son. And that's lame. People are going to see that, right? Mm-hmm. And they're going to go, "Oh, Reed's not funny. Reed's not cool. Reed's lame as
Reed's
hell."
Reed's a bitch. His best friend's Mitch.
So, my mom did show up the next day with Mitch's mom. I never met Mitch's mom.
Was she hot?
Turns out Mitch's mom was like 22.
Mm, she was hot, huh?
I mean, I was like, this friendship needs to expand outside the classroom, and I need to start coming to your house. He had a go-kart, right? Like, I need to hang out with this guy. That was the first time I'd ever seen someone's mom where I went, whoa. And I mean, I'd seen, you know, we had a couple of cute teachers in elementary school. I've talked about that. This was the first time I saw someone's mother. I didn't know they could look like that. Yeah. Instead of just picking on my mom, you could talk about the time that you actually did see the first hot mom or the friend whose mom was the hottest. But instead, you always got to make these attacks on my mom, who's sitting at home trying to be left alone. I tell her not to listen to this program for this very reason. She asks how you are, and it makes me sick that she asks how you are.
I asked how she was the
other day. If she knew the way you talked, she wouldn't be asking how you are.
Yes, she would.
Anyhow, you don't need to be room mothers. Your kids don't want you in the class.
Last time we saw each other, we hugged.
I know that. You don't need to be room mothers. Your kids don't want you in the classroom.
I don't understand why people are bad parents
for
being Venmo.
And why are you bad for giving money?
Like, you could just not do anything.
It's uninvolved. How is that uninvolved?
She's like, I'll make sure my kids do their homework.
Exactly.
I'll make sure they get to school on time.
Yeah.
I'll make sure they're well taken care of.
Yep.
But I don't want to be a room mother.
Yeah.
Okay, that's the same with me. I don't want to be at school if I don't have to be.
Yep.
She what are you asking me?
I don't want
to
do
anything.
I don't
go to parent-teacher conferences.
Right.
Never.
Wait, you don't?
No.
You don't go to the parent-teacher conference?
I went in elementary school for both of them. Once they got into, like, the seventh grade, I'm like, oh, what are their grades like? If you need me, email me. Like, whatever.
Oh, wow.
But why do I need to go to that? I don't understand.
I thought the parents had to go to that. I don't know. My parents, when I was afraid they'd call CPS or something if they don't show up.
I just send an email. Like, I can't make it. I work till 7:30.
Does their mom go?
I don't ask her.
Well, surely somebody goes. They get for the conferences, you have to put that packet together for your parents and show them an update of how you've been doing in class, and the teacher sits down.
That's like in the sixth grade.
Yeah.
One second, my kids aren't in the elementary school anymore.
Well, we didn't do parent-teacher conferences in junior high and high school.
I think you do like a back-to-school day, yeah.
Oh, I don't remember that.
I don't go to that.
I don't remember that. My parents didn't go to that.
I went up
my dad didn't know where my school was.
I went up and through sixth grade. Once I got into seventh and eighth grade, I'm like, whatever.
Okay, so if you...
What are their grades?
If you went then,
I went all the time, get their artwork, get the package, sit in their desk, take them with me.
That's right, we did do it in junior high.
Talk to the teacher, I do it all. But in junior high and high school, they have back-to-school days. I'm like,
okay,
I don't need to speak... meet your Spanish 3 teacher. Like,
and on back to school, you go through each teacher?
Yeah.
Okay, we did that.
That.
We did that in the middle of the year in junior high. I forgot about that. That's when they came through and they got an update on our grades and all those things. And I tried my hardest to tell my parents the wrong dates.
Mm.
And I would tell them, like, don't forget, Friday is the parent-teacher thing. And my mom, you know, eventually one night at dinner was like, Reed, it's tomorrow night. I know that. You're doing this on purpose. And I'm like, oh. Wait, what? Tomorrow night? Are you sure? No, I think it's Friday night. I mean, I was scared to death of my parents interacting with my teachers, getting any updates on my grades. I just wanted them to leave me alone when it came to school. Did you do your homework? Leave me alone. Don't worry about what I'm doing. But you worry about what you're doing.
Well, they are your parents.
I worry about what I'm doing. Right? They got their own problems. You guys worry about that stuff. I'll worry about making sure I get through this. Did I flunk a grade yet? No. So stay out of my business. Just quit. Ask me if I did my homework. Don't worry about it. As far as you know, I did. And well, that's it. Now leave me alone.
That's kind of how I parent.
Well, my parents never looked at it.
I look at their grades constantly.
Oh, my parents didn't.
Oh,
do that.
I look at their grades more. I look at their grades at least twice a day.
Oh my God, no!
And then I'll be like, "Yo, what's up with that B?"
Oh no!
You better get that fixed, son.
Oh,
but I'm not like, "Let's go meet your teacher." No, handle your business. I would go to the parent-teacher conferences if my kid was not handling his business.
Well, what about me? When you were a kid, though, did your parents say, "Did you do your homework?" And you lie and say yes, or did they look at it?
They never looked at it.
Mine never looked. Did they check
updates? I don't look at theirs.
Did they check updates for your...
Well, there wasn't like a, you know, an app that you can just log into.
But did you...
So they would just get the grade and be like, it's apparent to me that you lied to us about doing your homework because you failed every class.
Yeah, that's all
but
it was.
But now I can get it. Like, look, I'll look at their grades right now.
Right, now you can track kids. These we know where they are. Facial recognition. I get it. I know everything you're doing. I know who your friends are. I can see your Snapchat. You have no privacy. But I'm saying when you were a kid, did your parents do that? Sounds like you're saying the answer is no.
Chacho's got four grades in here, and they're all A's. Four A's.
Did your mom keep an eye on your grades? And she overlook your homework and stuff?
Not overlook, but if I had been missing homework and getting
in trouble,
then
she would've. But you got bad grades, right?
Yeah.
Girls
starting
three
when?
A's, two A's and a B.
Pretty early.
Or elementary school, right?
Yeah.
My elementary school did numbers instead of letters. So it was like 1 through 5, and I would get the worst ones.
Oh, we had letters.
And they'd say, oh, he forgot to do a simple machine project. My mother's like, what is a simple machine project, and why didn't you do it? I said, I think I was sick. And then we'd go on vacation. My mom would be mad for like an hour, and then that was it. Mm. That was it. And I barely passed each grade. The bad grades started quite early. I don't know how they do kindergarten. I don't remember that part, but I do remember getting bad grade cards in 2nd, 3rd, 4th, 5th,
sure.
or 6th grade.
Me too.
You did too, right?
Of course.
Yeah. And if I got an A in something in 7th grade or higher... That was a temporary thing, and it was a very big deal. Check out this A. My parents never got one of those stickers.
I remember being like in the 3rd grade or something, me being at a friend's house, my mom showing up. Like you in elementary school, you got 1s, 2s, 3s, 4s, and 5s.
Yeah, that's what we got, yeah.
And 5 was failing, and 4 was
okay,
bad.
I couldn't remember which way it went.
And I remember my mom going like coming over to my friend's house, be like, hey, we need to come home, you got your report card. And I was all excited, like, oh, what did I get? And she's like, all 4s and 5s. And at that moment, I realized that this ain't for me. Because in my head, I thought I'd been doing good.
Right. Yep.
So like now, I'm like, oh, wait.
I thought you guys liked me. Why are you betraying me like this to my parents?
I failed everything. Like, I thought I was doing good.
Right.
So,
we were getting along.
That's exactly. I remember that moment. I can picture my mother. I know the doorway I was in. I know that I was at the Durbin's house. And I remember right then... I quit school. I'm done with this.
Yep.
I'm not even trying anymore.
What grade was that?
3rd.
Okay. Mine was 5th. Same thing. I get that grade card signed. I hid it for like a week and a half. Once it was signed and I saw that my mom was only mad for like a minute, I was like, all right, I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm just going to... I don't want to get held back. My friends will make fun of me, right?
Yeah.
Unless I move or something. But I'm just going to keep doing this.
Yeah. Once I realized, too, they rarely hold you back.
Exactly.
They don't hold you back... If you're capable of doing it and you just don't do it.
Basically,
they only hold you back if you're not capable
of
doing it.
If they're like, I don't think, do you not understand what we're talking about? A lever? Do you not get that? Then they hold you back and then you get made fun of.
My best friend growing up got held back.
Yeah, but that's good because if you have a friend in your grade that got held back, they can drive early when you get to high school.
No, well, he got held back and then, like, I was in the 3rd grade and then he was behind me. We weren't friends anymore.
Yeah, no. You're not friends with him anymore when that happens. It's unfortunate.
Dude got held back.
But, yeah, you're not friends with him anymore.
It does take some getting used to.
The Church of Laszlo.
Okay, everybody just calm down.
On 98.9 The Rock.
If you guys could have one plastic surgery for free, like if someone was like, hey, I want to advertise on the radio, I'm the best plastic surgeon at whatever you want, what would be the one plastic surgery you've been like, okay, I'll try it.
I'm trying to think. That's hard. I get your mom fake.
God damn it, that's what I was going to say! God, that was my whole joke! I had it ready to go! God damn it! That's what I was going to say. Well, just forget it. That was supposed to be my whole punchline. I had that ready. I was really excited to get Laszlo back. Oh, you know, which plastic surgery you get one for free? And then he says something like, you know, I don't know, I'll get a nose job or whatever. And then he says, what about you? And I was going to say, I'll get your mom fake.
I beat you to it.
And then we would move on, and I would tell you about the story. But Laszlo, he already
Laszlo
did it.
Ruins everything.
Well, no, you just beat me to it.
Well, I'm sorry. Just beat me to the punch. It would have been funny.
Just beat me to the punch.
I should have let it go. I wasn't thinking about it.
Come on. There's got to be a plastic surgery that you've at some point thought, well, if that was, like, especially if someone came in and said they'll do it. Stop. Just stop. God damn it.
I thought about it.
All right. Well,
I thought, like, these are
help,
nice.
It would help if you would stop. It would help. That would help.
Would help if I would stop?
Stop doing that and focus on the actual convo, which is about you getting plastic surgery. What would you get if you could get plastic surgery, if you could get it for free? I've thought about the fake muscles. You seen the guys get the fake muscles? I could use some biceps. If someone said, we'll give you fake biceps, you'd have to show me that it works. Yeah, the hair thing is one of them that I thought about, too, if it works.
That's my first thought.
Right, we know. We think it works.
Well, your hair's perfect.
No, I
his hair's not more. Bad. I don't know why he worries about perfect. It.
I'm not like that worried about it. Just if I could get a transplant, sure.
I know even for a while when you were wearing hats all the time, it really bothered you. I just don't think...
I don't really care anymore, but I'd get it if I could.
Yeah, my thing about the hair is that it doesn't really bother me, so maybe I'm just used to being bald.
Yeah.
But, you know, if they said, no, we can do it successfully, well, I'm going to tell you which ones you should avoid. You can probably guess a few of them.
Penis enlargement.
Well, I mean, have you ever considered it?
Well, I would if I thought it would work.
What about the devices they sell at those shops? You know, they do it at home.
Yeah, no. Feels like it wouldn't work. And it hurts.
We've seen some tutorials. Anyway, I'll tell you what to stay away from here in a second.
The Church of Laszlo.
The Church of Laszlo. On 98.9, The Rock. The Rock. The Rock.
Okay, so I'm going to tell you, when it comes to plastic surgery, I want it all, first of all. I'll just be honest. Okay. We can stop talking about each other's mothers. Can we do a truce about the mom thing for, like, 10 minutes?
I'd rather not.
Let's just do a truce about the mom thing for 10 minutes. Come on. Fist bump on it. Come on. You have to have it in your arsenal.
I like to have it there.
I understand you like it, but one little segment here.
It's a clause in his contract.
I understand, but can we just have... I'm asking for 10 minutes.
What about that dude's mom?
She's on limits.
She's on limits?
She's on limits. You can talk about her.
I'll talk about her. Okay.
Okay, stay away from mine? Okay.
Stay away from your mom or just not talk about her?
Don't talk about her for the next few minutes. That's
okay,
it.
Just, because I'm going to get close to her.
You can talk about... Okay, fist bump now and then stop it. Okay, now, that's it. Talk about his hot mom.
Yeah, we'll talk about Snow Cone's
mom.
So,
plastic surgery. No one wants to be
sexy nurse.
No one wants to be honest about plastic surgery about
your mom a sexy nurse?
No.
Yeah, she was.
Is she a nurse?
No, she retired.
Yeah, but she was a nurse, right?
She was a nurse.
And did you see that picture from her in the 80s?
She wore pantyhose.
Oh, shut up. Okay, go on with the plastic surgery.
So, no one here is willing to be honest except myself about, insecurities and what
kind
of plastic surgery.
Me and his mom play a game called Who Needs a Catheter?
I said that my hair.
Oh, yeah, you said your hair. Okay, right, hair.
Who needs a catheter?
Moving on.
Doesn't even, okay. So,
it's my favorite game.
So, they just put out a study today. And they said, if you want to get plastic surgery, here's the most dangerous ones, the top 10 most dangerous. Mm-hmm. Number 10, keep in mind, they just did 10 of them because they're popular. So number 10 isn't really dangerous. I don't want to scare anyone away from this, right? Because they did say breast implants, but it's like 10% of people are maybe unhappy or whatever. I don't know.
Whatever.
You're right.
Come on,
it's been done for years. They've got it down to a science. Mm-hmm. These doctors can do it in their sleep at this point. But anyway, arm lift, I don't...
Yeah, and get them.
Please.
I know you're probably driving next to your boyfriend or your husband or whatever right now. And he's like, oh, those guys are wrong. I like them natural, just like yours. He's lying. He doesn't want you to feel bad.
So
if you came home with breast implants, you would not be upset.
What?
He would be like, shucks, dude. Yeah. I really like the way they used to look. That's not a thing.
I'm out of here.
It doesn't happen, and it's not real. He's saying it to make you feel good.
Arm lift is the next one. It's number 9. I guess that's where they get rid of the, right, on the back of your, whatever you call that, little jiggly stuff that your grandma has. Butt implants. Now we're starting to get into a little bit riskier stuff. I guess butt implants is 22%.
BBL Drizzy?
Huh?
The BBL Drizzy?
Yeah. Now there's breast reduction. And I would just like to point out.
I think that's very dangerous.
A breast lift is way down at the bottom.
That's how Kanye's mom died.
Oh, what was it? I thought she did liposuction.
Liposuction and breast reduction.
Okay, so she's doing it all at once. Yeah. She needed to.
She did? Why?
I'm kidding. Whoa. I never
saw her breast.
I don't know what she looked like. Yeah, she's dead. She can't hear this.
No.
I just like to point out that
she raised an idiot.
Okay, stop.
The breast lift and the breast augmentation.
Why worry about her?
the boob jobs are, you know, the lift and the
don't
augmentation.
Get them reduced.
They're
man.
Way down on the list.
Guys,
now you want something
that.
Dangerous? Breast reduction. It's up. Yeah. Breast reduction is dangerous.
And
number
guys
six.
Hate it.
Number five, injectable fillers. 65% 65%
like
of complications ranging from asymmetry. I think like they put stuff in their lips.
Yeah, they got lip fillers.
They get lip fillers.
That's really common.
And sometimes they'll put something in their cheek, I think, right?
Extremely
but
common.
I'll put something in your cheek.
The lip thing has come like extremely popular.
I'd say it's like most girls.
It seems like most girls on Instagram between a certain age have gotten or are trying to get lip filler. A body lift is number four. That's multiple procedures designed to revamp your whole body, which is what I would like, right? Give me some pecs. Give me some calves.
I can't understand why. You look
give me some
fantastic.
Biceps. Get rid of my stomach. It's the most expensive surgery on the list as well.
I think you look great.
Brazilian butt lift is the third.
That's what they call Snow Cone's mom.
BBL Drizzy.
That's what they call Snow Cone's mom.
Okay.
Only 38%.
The Brazilian butt lift.
Mm-hmm.
The Brazilian butt lift, 38% have
she
complications.
She doesn't need anything done to her butt. It's what she does to my butt. That's why we call her the Brazilian butt lifter.
Mm.
She's a dirty bird.
Mm. All right. Thigh lift is number two.
Oh, yeah. She likes that, too.
78%. Mm. And then the most dangerous thing you can do with the most complications, and I didn't know people were doing this until a few months ago, and I saw it online, is having your eye color change. That is insane. Mm. People are going blind from this.
Oh, yeah.
And eye doctors are like on the internet saying, don't do that. That's what everyone says. Just get a contact lens. You think Marilyn Manson was going to the doctor and saying, put a needle in my eye and change the color?
No, maybe it's Marilyn Manson.
No, he was wearing contacts. They changed, right? So it's the top one. And I've seen a lot of eye doctors saying, don't do that. Now, you want to know what people are the happiest with?
Mm.
The top, what do you want? The top three?
Top 100.
Okay. Well, this thing only
I can't
goes,
imagine
this thing only
conversation
goes,
more riveting than this.
Only
so.
Goes down to 20. Listen,
go as
there's
far
a common
as
there's a common point here though.
I think well. You go as far as you can, like as many as they give us. I think we just keep going.
There's a point.
Can't
to
imagine
this.
People tuning out now.
There's a point to this.
So top 100 plastic surgeries people are happy with.
No. I looked this up separately.
Yeah, well,
because I wanted to make sure I didn't scare anybody away. I didn't want to scare anybody away.
No, but I think it's good what you did because people love this conversation.
I've got 100% worth it rating from people who got the sleeve.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Hmm.
The what?
The sleeve. Like
lose the weight.
Gastrectomy or whatever they call that, where you know it's like
it's
a weight loss thing.
Bypass.
Instead of cutting your stomach, they use the sleeve, right?
Yeah.
Can't they remove it or slide it or change the size of it or whatever?
Okay.
Yeah, people love that. And then you want to know what else people love right after that? Hmm. Breast implants.
Yeah.
Boom. So those are the two, right? You get a sleeve. Now they put breast reduction up there too, but don't worry about that. I don't know what that. That's I've heard of that, right?
And yeah, maybe that's another thing.
Right, but that could happen at some point, but. The people who are happiest are doing the weight loss thing, and they're doing the...
Right, lose some weight, get bigger.
That's...
Your life will be good.
Is that so,
no,
is that so wrong?
Look at Snow Cone's mom.
Is that so wrong
Stop.
To say? I just think we need to remove the stigma. And it, like Lazo said, if you're driving around in your car and you're thinking, $4,500, you know, I could pay the mortgage and all that. Look, have an honest conversation with him. He'll help you pay for it.
Oh, he'll pay for it.
He'll probably just pay for it.
He'll probably tell you, like, oh, you don't need it. These guys are idiots.
Exactly.
I hate this radio show. They're so stupid. I like natural. Your boobs are perfect. But what I'm telling you is, one, you don't believe it in your soul.
You already
soul.
Know. That's
you
what
already
you think
know.
About this.
But if you do really believe it, then you know what? Just go and get it done and see his reaction when you come home with new boobs.
Yeah.
He ain't going to be sad. I promise you he's not going to be sad.
It's ridiculous.
What? And Snow Cone's the kind of guy who would say right now, like, no, I
he'll
just
say
like him
to,
natural.
He'll say it to us with no girls around.
Right.
That's the next level of
but
crazy.
But then I just say, okay, well, when Keek comes home with bigger boobs and they're perfect, you're not going to be like, oh, Keeks, why did you hurt yourself?
Right.
Why did you do that? You didn't have to change for me.
It's
you
the
are
dumbest
already, but you're
going to
be like, yo, let me...
Whoa!
Well, that's true.
Now, look, the whole point
am
of this
I
conversation
wrong?
Was I was trying to lead us to this. This is where I wanted us to go.
I'm not wrong about that, am
and
I?
It's true.
Probably not.
And I think that the type of guy like him who will say to just us off the air,
because
I don't like that.
Like,
that's such next level insanity, I can't comprehend
yeah.
it. He's not the only one. I've got friends who have said this to
of
me.
Of course.
At a barbecue or just driving around. No,
they're
no,
unwilling
I don't like
to be unabashedly themselves.
And it's like, dude,
they feel
it's
like they're
okay.
They're constrained by these types of... things that make them a better human.
Right.
But they, like, just be honest.
Right.
Everybody likes fake boobs. That's
right.
the reason why they're popular.
Right.
It's everybody like, wants a Ferrari. Nobody's
I
like,
I was just
oh,
going to say. I was going to say
well,
Lamborghini.
I really,
but...
I really, you know what? I don't like cars.
Right.
I just am really happy with my Ford.
And people do
and
say
then
that.
Like, oh, really? Because I was just about to give you the keys to Ferrari. And you're like, no, I'm good. Never happens.
Yep.
Never happens.
No, and I was going to say the exact same thing. But those people do say it.
You know what? Give the Ferrari to someone else.
No, they say, you know what they say? They're like, if I got that kind of money, I wouldn't be flashy like that. I don't need that stuff.
Of course.
That's not what I'd be buying. I don't need that kind of stuff. They're the same people. And it's just ridiculous. It makes absolutely no sense.
Right.
There's no world where someone comes home and they surprise someone with fake boobs and
or
the person
a Ferrari.
Goes, or a Ferrari, and the person goes, God damn it!
No,
and they storm
no.
out. That is not happening. Unless you take him home and show him to your dad who's a minister or something, right? I don't know. Maybe he's not happy with it. But you go home to your boyfriend, husband, girlfriend, whatever.
Yeah.
She's not going to be mad.
They like it.
Now, that does not mean what we're not saying is that everyone should get them.
No, we are saying that.
Lazlo's saying that.
But if you don't get them, it's not the end of the world, but everybody should.
That should
be a goal.
Some people don't need them, but I'm just saying, getting them
if you're trying to do it. It should be on your list of things I'd like to do.
If I was a girl...
Look, not everybody needs to go to Italy, but, I mean, it'd be cool if we did.
It's worth it. At least once. And
it's on a list. Like, I don't even like to travel out of the country. I'm saying I probably won't do it. But, you know, I probably should.
Think about it. Right. Just think about it. And trust me, ladies, guys think about, at least I do, man, I wish we had a surgery that was about that price range, that was as common and safe and effective, that would make us look much better.
Make me taller with a larger wiener.
Right.
If they said, hey, this is what we're going to do for you. We're going to make you taller and make you, for whatever odd reason, women are just aesthetically pleased to this feature.
Yeah.
Like breasts are for men.
Exactly.
So it's like one surgery, we're going to give you this thing.
Yep.
And it's $4,500. I would have done that thing years ago.
Every guy would have had it done.
I'd have been like, yeah.
45, 10 grand.
I'd be like, well, how do I start saving for that?
Guys think about that, right? Like, man, I wish I had it. We don't have that. There is not a... Sure, we can get plastic surgery, but we don't have that option.
Right.
Is that...
I'd like to get it.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I mean, I'm just saying.
I will get it. If they offer it, I will.
If someone came in here until they'll give them to you?
I don't know what it is. No, I won't get Frank Bass.
Okay.
I'm saying if someone came in and said, hey, we have this thing...
That makes you taller?
And 99% of women say they really like this when you're taller and your face looks like this. I'd be like, well, fire it up. How much?
Absolutely.
$4,500? You're kidding me? It's a deal.
That's all I'm trying to say.
It's a bargain.
All I'm trying to say. And we've got data to back it up.
Right.
That's all I was doing.
The Church of Laszlo. The Church of Laszlo. On 98.9 The Rock.
So, football, huh?
Yeah, what about it?
It's like basically here.
You like football?
I do like football. I'm not the biggest sports fan in the world, but I like the Royals are doing good.
Yeah.
I know you said they lost today,
but that's okay.
That's okay.
Game back, we're good.
Yeah. Still, last night was exciting.
Plenty of time.
Tied for first was exciting.
Yeah.
And it's the end of August, so, you know, it's good
it's
stuff.
Coming.
And, yes, I do like football. I like the Chiefs. Who do you like?
I like the Lions.
The Lions?
Yeah.
Interesting. Why would you go for them?
The Detroit Lions.
You like their uniforms? Thanksgiving? They play on Thanksgiving.
Honolulu blue and gray.
Okay. You like the underdog. You like to root for the underdog.
Okay.
Is that what it is?
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding. The Lions are doing good.
Starting to.
The Lions are doing good. I know you've had a rough go of it.
Okay.
But you're... But,
listen, we've been there. We know how it goes.
Yeah. Trust
Shut
me.
Up.
We went through it for years. But watching the Lions reminds me a lot of the Chiefs,
okay.
you know, team...
Just gotta get over
7 years ago, something like that.
There,
8 years ago,
get over your hump.
You're so close, you know.
Right there,
Shut
man.
Up.
Hey, hang with it.
So I see that, along with a lot of stories about who teams are trading and signing. I see all this talk about the NFL and private equity firms, and then they said, which was so confusing to me because I'm not smart. And they also said this is like the last sport to do this. I didn't know that other sports all...
It's making major changes when it comes to money. Owners have voted in favor of allowing a small group of private equity firms to buy stakes in football teams.
The NFL is the last major sports league in the U.S. to allow private firms to make investments like this. Commissioner Roger Goodell says the league has had interest from these groups for some time, adding, quote, they will not be in any kind of decision making.
Okay, well, first I got to know what a private equity firm is, which I don't. And I don't think any of us do. But they did say in the article that these private equity firms, that they can now sell shares to these private equity firms. Well, does that mean that we can buy shares of our team? Or
probably.
No? Or no, because we're not in a private equity firm.
You probably could.
So the private equity firm could buy shares of the team.
And then sell them?
And then could they sell them to us?
The Packers. You can buy. You're going to be ownership of the Packers.
Yeah, but I thought the NFL changed the rules after Packers. No one else was allowed to do that the way that they do
that. Well, now maybe you can, yeah.
Well, and then saying that it's the last sport to do it. Maybe we could have been doing this in baseball.
I know you could buy the Braves.
I did not know that.
Yeah, that was a stock you could buy. So maybe some of them you can, some of them you can't. Don't know.
Well, they said...
So, I wish I had more information for you, but I don't.
There's a limit. It's...
10%.
10%, yeah. Equity stakes of up to 10% in teams by league-approved firms. So they get to decide which firms can buy, right? Like, you're allowed... Can you imagine being one of these rich people and just the talks, the little wine and dines, the getting together...
To buy 10% of the Cowboys.
To be one of the private equity firms so that you can own 10% of the Cowboys. The Chiefs. What a different life. I don't know if you have to be smart. I don't know if you have to be born with oil coming out of your backyard. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But it's a totally different world. I'm interested, though, because I thought maybe it meant that we could buy pieces of the team.
I think you might be able to.
I mean, then...
Maybe. I don't know.
Then we should, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that to me sounds kind of like the Packers.
But I don't know if you can, like if it's an equity fund or not. I'd have to look into it. I don't know. I don't want to give you the wrong information.
It's so confusing. They make it confusing on purpose. All the financial stuff they make confusing on purpose so that we'll just sit back and go, oh, well, sure, private equity, hedge fund, blah, blah, blah. We don't know what any of it means. And then we just sit there and watch TV. Well, okay, so speaking of which, I know you're a Lions fan. Mm-hmm. I was busting your balls. Honestly, the Lions are looking pretty good. They're close, man.
Okay, but, shut
but up. No, I'm being serious. They are. Why do you get mad about that? They look good. I think they got a shot.
Don't need your approval.
Well, I'm just giving my opinion.
I don't want it.
I think they got a shot. How do you feel about the Lions?
You're condescending Chiefs
fans.
It's
not condescending. Jesus. Look, the Chiefs struggled for years. Been watching the Chiefs for 35 years. They've been struggling for, a lot of those years.
Okay. Save it.
I don't understand. I'm trying to say, hey, it gets better.
Okay, thank you.
What? I don't see... How is that condescending? What are we allowed to say about your team?
Nothing.
Just nothing.
Shut it.
But people were rooting for the Lions in the playoffs.
I appreciate
Chiefs
that.
Chiefs fans were rooting
Go
for
Go Lions,
them.
That's it.
Yeah.
But you don't have to be like, well, I was there, and I just remember what it was like, and you guys are almost there. You'll get there just like us. Like, you had anything to do with the Chiefs' success?
Well, I mean,
Nothing.
We are part of the community.
Yeah, okay.
And they represent the community.
Yeah, nothing to do with it. And you talk to, other teams' fans, hey, just stick with it like we did.
We're just talking about what it's like to be a fan of a team in a similar position. We're not saying we created their success or that you create yours. We're just saying, hey,
we're really happy for you.
Actually, what we're saying is, hey, look, you have nothing to do with that team, right? You're just a fan. You can't make them better. And if you were involved, Laszlo, mm-hmm. I'll bet
people
they would.
Already text me, Lions looking good, Laz. You'll get there one day.
I'll bet they would have won those playoff games. They will get there one day. They have to. When's the last time they went?
They've never been.
Oh, that's right. Okay. I wasn't trying to be a dick. I forgot that there was a team that had never went. A team that old that had never went. I forgot. I'm not trying to be a dick. Anyway, it's fall. You're supposed to be in a good mood talking about football, Laszlo. You're the sports guy. I keep seeing news about the Chiefs. You live in Kansas City.
I'm closing my eyes and breathing.
I saw that the Chiefs...
Counting to 10.
Saw that the Chiefs signed a quarterback. That seems like big news. From the Patriots, right? I don't know anything about this guy. Do you know anything about him? Bailey Zappa?
Oh, they got Bailey Zapp?
That's the news today. Is it Zapp? Is that
I had
how you
no
say
idea.
It? Yeah.
He sucks.
What?
He sucks, but, I mean, it's no big deal.
I don't remember his name at all. When was he started? Like, this was in the Belichick losing era?
Yeah, we're horrible. We don't know what we're doing.
I don't
remember
his name.
We're going to start Bailey Zappi.
Well, according to Newsweek, the New England Patriots quarterback Bailey Zapp has agreed to sign with the Kansas City Chiefs after being waived. The former fourth-round draft pick now lands in a quarterback room with Patrick Mahomes and Carson Wentz.
Mm-hmm.
So, boom, there you go. All I wanted to do was just ask what your predictions are as we get into football season here, and we're all feeling
it. We're going to talk about Super Bowl?
Yeah, this is normally the time of year when we make our predictions about how it's all going to go, who's going to win it all, how are the teams going to start. Remember last year, the Chiefs and the Lions faced off in that first game at the home opener, and the Lions won that game.
They did.
Do you remember that? So you can hang your hat on
I'm
that.
I'm aware of it.
The Lions beat the Super Bowl champions. Think about that. Now, they didn't do it when it mattered, but they did it.
We didn't play them when it mattered.
Right, because they didn't get there.
We lost to the 49ers.
Right, that's right. That's right. The team that the Chiefs beat twice. So, anyhow, you'll get there is what I'm saying. We are on the air. We're on the air in Kansas City.
We're on the air in a lot of places, so shut it.
I'm saying we're based out of Kansas City. You're a big sports fan. I know you know a lot about the Chiefs. This is normally the time of year when you say, hey, Chiefs fans, here's what I think. Here's what I think is good about the team. Here's what I think you got to worry about with the team. Are you just giving up on the Chiefs now completely?
No, I don't think there's anything to worry about. I think they're great.
No, but I mean,
I really don't.
Have you stopped reading about them, following them because you're mad at the fans?
No, I follow them. I follow them.
Okay.
I'm a little slightly worried about the running back room.
Yeah.
But other than that, and I know people are going to be like, Pacheco's great. Yeah. I just know he's a little guy. He's run a lot of yards. That's it. And I don't see anybody else in there who's great, but I don't think they need him. If they need 4 or 5 yards, they can throw it to Kelsey.
The Steele guy? He looks good.
He does look good, doesn't he? Carson Steele or whatever?
Yeah, he looks great.
He could be that guy. So, a little bit of concern about that. I probably would have taken a running back later in the rounds just to see what happened. But
what about that tight end, Peyton Hendershot? Dak Prescott's guy. Well, the issue with the Chiefs, was it the last 2 years? Certainly the last season was
receivers.
Mahomes having weapons.
Yeah, well, you got
a lack of weapons. And
he got Xavier Worthy. He's got Hollywood Brown. I mean, the receivers, they won the Super Bowl, and the receivers are 10 times better than what they were when they won the Super Bowl. So I have no problems.
Okay.
But you won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And you
without
got better.
Them. Without them, yeah.
Right, and you got two guys that are 10 times better than anybody you had on the roster last year.
And
one a rookie, one a proven commodity.
And there's still, I mean, like the news about this guy that you never heard of from the Cowboys is Peyton Hendershot. Seems like they're just surrounding
Hendershot.
I don't know. I just saw this thing said NFL Insider reported on Tuesday that the Chiefs reached an agreement to get tight end Peyton Hendershot from the Cowboys in exchange for a late round conditional draft pick. So they traded a draft pick for him. They said that he was a Dak Prescott weapon. The Dak Prescott. I don't follow the Cowboys that closely, so
I don't know who's.
I don't remember his name is. But the point is, it sounds like they keep adding weapons for Mahomes.
Sure.
So I just assume that if you're doing that, then you have to probably neglect at least one area. You're saying it's right?
They let the cornerback go, but they'll be okay.
Okay, yeah.
Jerry Sneed, right? He left, right? Yeah.
That sucks. He's,
cornerbacks are hard to find.
And they're real
and
important.
They're real important and more important than you think, but
they're so important.
They've done a really good job of identifying those guys. Brett Veach has figured out how to get those guys to come in and play. So,
And Veach we trust.
Yeah, that's me. Like, he's proven to you over and over again he can find the guys, so I just assume he's got the guy. Good for him.
Yeah, but the Chiefs struggled at cornerback there off and on for a little while. I mean, I guess a lot of teams do.
No. They got Trent McDuffie. They're good.
They got
a number one corner. They're good.
Okay.
I'm not worried about them.
That you mentioned that position is so important that people forget. I don't know that people do forget because they make or break so many important games at corner. Whether it's a penalty or whether it's getting that interception that ends the game.
Right.
And I just think
giving up that long bomb when you're trying to close it out.
Nowhere near them. And
it's such a hard position.
Well, that's what I was going to ask.
You're out there one-on-one with guys who are running 4.3 40s.
Right.
Like, what are you going to do?
And that's what I was going to ask.
And those receivers know where they're going.
Of course.
Like that, people don't think about it. Like, the receiver knows where he's going.
They know the play.
He's got a route tree. He's like, okay, I'm running 8, and whatever that is in his route tree, a post, he knows it. The defender's got to be like, I don't know where you're going, I just got to follow you. That's much harder.
Right.
Much, much harder.
But with, your kids playing, with your son playing football, I've always thought it's interesting, the cornerback position, how did this person end up here instead of being a wide receiver?
Can't catch.
They're just not as good at catching the ball. So it's like you got the speed. So those kids all try being wide receivers first.
I don't know, maybe, but you look at them, and we have cornerbacks. We have a really good cornerback on my son's team.
Yeah.
I don't know if he can catch or not, but he's really good at, you just notice it. You see it.
Yeah.
You're like, okay, you're a cornerback. I got it.
You can tell.
You could probably catch a little bit, but you're much better. You're going to be better over here. Come over here and play defense.
Yeah.
Sometimes you're like, why is he a wide receiver instead of a cornerback? Can't tackle.
Oh, okay.
Right? See, people always put it the other way on the cornerback. They always make fun of the cornerback. He's just a cornerback who can't catch. No, a wide receiver, you're just a cornerback who can't tackle.
Gotcha.
See, so you get into those two things, right?
Yeah.
So, all right, now, like, all right, I don't know if you're as good a receiver, but you can tackle. And what about you? Well, you receive really well, but you're scared to hit. So why don't you go over there and play wide receiver?
Right. So, Super Bowl, who's going
to
be in it?
Oh, I don't know. Do I have time to think about it? Do I have to do it now?
No, sure. No, you can. I figured you already have a prediction. I've got mine. But, yeah, take a minute to think about it.
You do have one?
Yeah,
well, all right.
Well, if I'm picking right now this, you know, at the beginning of the season, then, yeah, I have one. But think about it for a minute, please.
The Church of Laszlo.
The Church of Laszlo.
On 98.9 The Rock.
All right, so coming up, you're going to, I've given you a little bit of time. You're going to give your Super Bowl picks. Just, you know, it's a long shot. Season hasn't started yet. But you got to come up with a couple names. I'll give you mine.
Okay.
And then we'll wait until we get, you know, closer to first game of the season, season opener, to do our picks, right? Because we're going to do those again this year, aren't we?
Oh, yeah, every week.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
So, but for now...
Just who I think is going to be in the Super Bowl.
Yeah. And right. And a little bit, I would like to pick your brain just a little bit on what you think about the Chiefs and the challenges that
they
face.
You want a little football insight for me?
A little football, yeah.
I got
you. That time of year.
Up next, speaking in tongues.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
So, I mean, it's not like I gave you a ton of time there. But
well,
yeah.
I had an idea anyway who I'd pick. I just wanted to, you know, before I make that official pick.
Yeah.
Because now we're hung to it.
I mean, you know, when they do these predictions before week one, it's kind of a crapshoot, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because...
Well, you got an idea.
A lot of unknowns. But, yeah, and Vegas gets it right plenty of times.
Sure.
So
who do you have going to the Super Bowl?
I almost hate saying it because I hate jinxing stuff, but I've got Chiefs, Lions.
Chiefs, Lions?
Yeah.
And who wins?
That I don't know yet. I'd like to watch at least a week of football before I make a prediction about who's going to win. But that's my prediction for the two teams in the big game. What about you?
Lions.
Okay.
Ravens.
Chiefs have got the Ravens number.
I know, that's and the 49ers got the Lions number, so I'm just like, hey, I'm just going to switch those two that played in the championship games last year. Maybe this is the time where they get over the hump.
I haven't.
And I have the Ravens winning.
There
you go. That's not even like, I think it'll be the Lions.
Well, that's just because you're down on yourself as
a Lions
fan.
I pick them to go to the Super Bowl.
I know, but
I think it'll take one more year.
You think
guys are really close. You're almost across that hump.
I know. He's predicting that his team will go and then lose.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's how demoralized you guys have been over the years.
Well, you didn't pick your team to win.
Well, I said I'd like to see at least 1 week. I don't know. Also, you picked the Ravens. I have no idea what the Ravens have been doing. Maybe they've, you know, if I've been following the Ravens, I think they look
in the offseason, right?
Yeah, I just, you know, the only thing I see is Chiefs.
It could clearly be the Lions and the Chiefs too.
I certainly don't think it's going to be the Bills. So they're, you know, now the Bills will probably go. But I've given up on that. Not that I was hoping for it. I was worried about it for a while.
I think you're looking at, of the teams that could do it, the 49ers, the Chiefs, the Ravens.
Apparently the Texans are good this year.
No.
People keep saying that.
I know. People really like C.J. Stroud. I'm telling you right now, he's no good.
Well, okay, so, all right. I always trust you because you always end up being right about these guys.
Garbage.
What's the problem with him? Because he does look good to me.
Yeah.
As just a casual fan.
Year, and I'm telling you right now, if you put pressure on him and make him get off his mark, he's not going to be any good. And teams will figure it out.
Okay.
He's one of the only Ohio State quarterbacks who started like 3 years in a row and never beat Michigan.
Ohio State.
He never beat him. Okay. Never beat him. But how did they do it? There's plenty of people that I would say, Marvin Harrison Jr. is going to be great. C.J. Stroud couldn't beat Michigan. He couldn't beat it because he can't read defenses. I'm telling you right now.
I trust you. Lazo's been... Look... Lazo,
I'm telling you right now,
I can't even remember.
Everybody was like, oh, Trevor Lawrence is the new king. No, he's not.
Yeah.
He's the guy who sells drugs to you in the lunchroom. He's not the greatest quarterback ever. It's not going to happen.
When Josh Allen started playing well, I remember everyone's like, Josh Allen, he's the best in the NFL, maybe. Yeah, and Lazo said, nope.
He's Aaron Rodgers.
Lazo predicted exactly what he would do, and he ended up doing it like three different times.
Yeah. He's going to run down the field and throw the ball in the air and crap his pants.
Also,
stop it.
Predicted about Aaron Rodgers when most people agreed at one point that Aaron Rodgers was, you know, one of the greatest,
I said,
if not the greatest quarterback.
He is a really good quarterback. Unfortunately, somewhere around the NFC Championship game, we'll see him walking off with his head down because he didn't get his team.
And he was right. He was right. Sometimes they didn't even make it that far.
Oh, he's lost to a team on the West Coast,
yep.
too. Laszlo said that.
Yep, yep. And he was right about Aaron Rodgers.
It was either Eli Manning or a team on the West Coast. That's
yep.
it.
Yep. I got a friend who listens to this show and really into sports, and he gets so mad every time you'd say those things like Josh Allen is... No. He's not the real deal, and Aaron Rodgers is not
Allen
one of the greatest.
Great, and will have put up great stats.
Yeah,
he will put up great stats. He's not going to get you there. He's not going to do it.
And the other thing that Laszlo said, when people started saying Tom Brady's old now,
no,
he's done. Laszlo was the guy saying he is not. He is
not even close to done.
You should be scared of him. And people started saying, no, he's done. Look at his numbers. He's getting old. And then he ended up winning two more Super Bowls.
Two more Super Bowls.
I don't remember.
He's not.
So if you're making bets about quarterbacks, that's one thing Laszlo has. I can't think of a time that he's been wrong about that. What about the guy in the Chargers? What do you think? What's his face? I mean, he kind of already...
I think he'll be much better under Harbaugh.
Okay.
It's good.
Because
well,
I
he's supposed to be good, right?
Yeah, he is really good, but I think Harbaugh... I don't think it'll happen this year, but I do think the Chargers will start to push the Chiefs.
And they'll become the team that...
They will be the team that kind of...
Justin Herbert.
Right, because...
Yeah.
People don't want to... So, well, we don't have to get into too much football. It's fine. But when Harbaugh took over Michigan, he... took it over to go against a team, Ohio State. If you look at Ohio State, they are the Chiefs.
Okay.
Fast receivers, smart coach, putting 50 on the board, right?
Okay.
All these things. They brought in Harbaugh. He tried to compete with that, but what he figured out later on was that I can't beat Andy Reid at Andy Reid.
Mm-hmm.
I can't beat Urban Meyer at Urban Meyer. What am I going to do? I'm going to make the offensive line and the defensive line so strong. First pick this year, number 5, Joe Alt, offensive line. Harbaugh is building the Chargers to beat the Chiefs. I'm not saying it will work. I'm saying Andy Reid is much better coach than Ryan Day or anybody at Ohio State. But that's what he is doing. He is going to run the ball. He is going to play incredibly tough defense. And he has a quarterback that he loves in Justin Herbert who can make plays. He is going to underuse Justin Herbert and underuse his talents.
Okay.
Because he's going to just say, hey, run the ball, let's make plays, defense.
Stop the defense. Okay. So.
And he's going to build those lines. It's not going to happen this year, but in a couple years, you're going to be like, damn, the Chargers win a lot of games, 24-14.
All right, the real question then is, because you kind of danced around it just a little bit, if... You're a Lions fan. If the Lions said, hey, we're going to get a new coach, it's either Andy Reid or Harbaugh, who would you pick?
Oh, man.
Not for sentimental reasons, but because you've got a bunch of money on the Lions winning the Super Bowl that year.
I'd probably have them keep who they have now, to be honest with you, over both those guys.
Sure.
Because I just think he's the epitome of Detroit. He's just like, he built that team into its culture.
Yeah. But between Andy Reid and Harbaugh... I think Harbaugh's a better coach.
I don't know that to be true.
Okay.
I think Andy Reid, I think you are now talking about, I'm being honest, those two guys.
Yeah.
And it's debatable. Top 5 coaches all time.
Okay.
Andy Reid and Jim Harbaugh. I think it would just depend on what you wanted to do. I think Andy Reid needs more talent. How about that? I think his offenses rely on speed. It's harder to get speed, guys who can catch. To get those quarterbacks. But once he gets them, he's unbeatable. He's unbeatable. I think it is a little bit easier to build really big, strong, dominant offensive lines and run the ball. I think that's a little bit easier. But, you know, who knows?
But you would put Harbaugh in top 5?
Coaches all the time?
Like even just, NFL coaches.
Yeah.
He's coaching the NFL twice now. So,
yeah.
You put him, okay.
He went to the Super Bowl. He turned around the 49ers in no time. Went to the Super Bowl, lost to his brother.
Yeah.
Went back to college, won a national championship.
If he wins a Super Bowl, then you talk about putting him in the top 5.
But he was at Stanford. Bring Stanford all the way from a school that is just known for academics. Brings them all the way to beating USC. Leaves there, goes to the 49ers, takes the 49ers to the Super Bowl. Leaves, goes to Michigan. Takes them, wins the national championship, and goes back to the Chargers. Like, I just think if you're talking, like, look at Saban success. Went to the NFL, nothing.
Yeah.
No success whatsoever. Like, there's just, and I believe on the opposite side of that, if Andy Reid were to go to college, he'd be incredibly successful. But
you do?
There's very few guys who can do that. Urban Meyer, He didn't last. Urban Meyer's one of the greatest college coaches of all time. He didn't last a year in Jacksonville.
Yeah.
Nick Saban got run out of town.
Yeah.
In Miami. Like, I mean, very few guys can do both of them.
And so that's what you're saying. That's part of why you're putting him in the top five, is a football coach.
Right, not just pro coach or...
Okay.
Right, he's a top five football coach of all time.
Well, get him on the show. You're friends with him. Shoot him an email, congratulate him on the move, and get him on the show. You guys don't talk enough anymore. Lazo and Harbaugh used to literally correspond via email, back and forth. And
oh, no, I text Dan Lanning,
Well, I know, yeah, he's a friend of the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can get him on the show for sure. But you can get Harbaugh on the show. Send him an email. It's been a while.
I'll email Andy Reid. How's that?
Ask Chad.
Yeah, they really get paid for this.
You believe this shit?
The Church of Laszlo.
Amen, brother.
98.9 The Rock.
That's it.
We're done, man. Mm-hmm. That's it. What are you doing tonight?
I don't know. I don't have any plans. You?
I don't want to say. It doesn't matter.
What?
I don't want to say because it's going to be the whole thing. I just want to be done.
House?
Yes.
What are you guys going to do?
I don't know. You need some help with some stuff, so.
What should you help with?
Like watering flowers and putting storm doors in and stuff. I'm not really sure, so. You know.
Anything I can help with?
Just stuff like that. No, I think we got it, but thank you. I appreciate it. Appreciate it.
I can come with you.
No, that's all right. I think I got it. Snowcone's mom might need some help with some stuff over there.
Nope, she's good.
So. If you want. If you're looking to just volunteer to help somebody out and do something
your
nice.
Your mom need anything?
Nope, she's good. That funny something?
Well, it's come on. Isn't it true, though? Isn't it true? Deep down in your heart, haven't you ever recently been talking to her and think, man.
Yeah, she's been a widow for a long time.
Right.
She's had a boyfriend for like 11 years.
Well, yeah, they're together
ain't
right now?
Doing nothing.
I don't know.
You don't know if they're together?
Well, I know they're together. I don't know if they're together in person right now.
Oh, but they're still dating.
Yes.
Yeah, but Dwayne. Oh, okay. Dwayne ain't it.
Oh, okay.
Bruce.
Bruce.
Bruce. He Bruce, brings me
Bruce
down.
He doesn't. He should.
All right.
I was asking specifically. I was saying.
Okay.
She needs the dirty.
She needs someone to dine at the Y.
We're done. Say the thing.
And that's what I was literally. That's all I
What's
was talking
your mom's
about.
Name again?
Her name is Debbie.
Debbie.
Little Debbie.
Little Debbie.
Go ahead. Say it.
Yeah, good show, Little Debbie. Stay positive, kids.
The Church of Laszlo. On 98.9 The Rock.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.